not participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Party. Yeah. 48 hours of nonstop fun. Oh, I'm going more than that. 72 hours. 72 hours of nonstop fun.
Now, I feel awful. We've not started with working for the weekend.
Everybody is working for the weekend.
Now we have.
Everybody's got a new romance.
Is that the word they sing to that?
Dunk? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we've got it right here, as it turns out. What's the cut number, boy?
Cut number one. Stand by for cowbell.
Don't even have to cue it.
No.
It just goes right to number one.
Convenient.
Hey, what day is it? Is it, is it the beginning of the weekend?
Oh, yeah! All right!
All right.
Okay.
That's exhausting.
Everybody's getting away.
If I hear that one, we're there.
Everybody's getting away. Getaway
day. It wasn't a big getaway to get here today.
No.
This place is empty today.
Yeah, everybody's gone.
Yeah, somewhere along the line, it became what? Thursday became the day to leave?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Party! John Norman. John is still here. Julie Fulman is still here. I'm giving people props.
Yeah.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Colette is still here.
Right.
I don't think Sheppy's here.
Really?
Did Slappy and Pappy?
I haven't seen him. I could be wrong, but we don't want him in the air studio.
Okay.
Oh, now, come on.
I don't want to. If something happened to him because of that, I'm going to be very upset.
No, I mean, I think he may have started his weekend early.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you mean that they asked him to start his weekend early?
This I don't know. I haven't seen him.
And it's always a controversy here.
Mm-hmm. I tell you one, there's no controversy with Clementine Tran, who gets married this weekend.
Oh, that's nice of you, Rob.
She is getting married this weekend.
She's a dog good man.
She's a woman who works here. She looks very oriental.
But she speaks very much like this. Hi, Don. I don't know if we've met. My name's Clementine Tran.
Congratulations, Clem, and and much luck to you and your betrothed.
So you and the last emperor. We wish you good luck always.
Good luck in everything.
Good luck in everything.
So yesterday, in the beginning of the show, in the pre-show, that's what we're doing now.
You know, you could do that without grabbing your cheeks. You know, you could do it. I think if you tried it, you could do it naturally.
Yeah, but
you got to really shake your head, though.
I like doing it as a DJ with a, you know, with the headphones bobble up and down.
You don't like doing it like this? Can you do it, Rob, by going
as a performer, Mike?
I guess not.
I've got to give it my all. I've got to get my hands on my big fat cheeks and go.
All weekend will be counted down. Yeah. That's another great radio thing you'll hear.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this weekend, you voted for the Memorial Day 500. You're going to vote from song number 500 to about song number 50. They're songs we never friggin' play.
A couple years ago.
You know that's what they do. They take listener requests. So for a weekend, your local radio station will sound great. It will have what the people in the radio business call the oh wow factor.
Oh wow.
You turn it on, you go, oh wow, I can't believe I'm hearing this song.
Yeah. And the tall guy that doesn't play golf is here today.
But then come Tuesday, all of those songs that gave the radio station such depth, they're gone.
They can do it what the oldies station did a couple years ago. They planned it wrong, so they played the number one song like Sunday morning, and then they started over, and they only got to like song number 220.
Get Owen, I want to say what happened yesterday that we had.
And then I'd like to salute all the all the 80-year-olds that are listening this weekend that are coming to town. Octogenarians. Is it octogenarians?
That's right.
I'd like to salute all the octogenarians that are in town this week.
Salute!
Yesterday we
had...
The greatest generation.
Yesterday we had...
Don, baby, how's it going?
Thanks for your service.
Absolutely.
We had the sales guy, Slap Happy and Pappy, came in at the beginning of the show, said something very nice about our show.
Mm-hmm.
We started with the How's It Going, and he's, you know, came in with the sales guy. Hey, it's not tough when you're selling the greatest radio show of all time.
Right. Absolutely. And we love that. We appreciate
and
that.
He was mentioning how easy it is to sell our show as opposed to other shows, and he mentioned a word that, well, you can't, you just
can't say it.
Say it on the radio.
A word that got us in a great deal of trouble.
The thing is that, unlike the other time, the button was hit.
Oh,
so nothing got out on the air, but we...
And it was a legitimate mistake. It wasn't like he was doing anything
on purpose. He didn't mean to.
But we have heard... rumors.
Strangers floating around this
We've
radio.
Heard rumors that Slap Happy Ed Pappy was let go because of that.
And that's not right. I've heard that he was leaving, not necessarily because of that.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Well, I hope he's okay.
Hold on.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
Before we've not even started the show yet. Here's the affiliate of the day, 92.9 WBUF in Buffalo. What's wrong in Buffalo?
Hi, Don. They didn't start the show until about 4 minutes after the hour because they were playing number 456. Some stupid song by Kiss that I've
Hold
never
on, you're
heard
kidding. Of. You're kidding. Is WBUF doing that thing?
Yeah, and I called the board up. He answered the request line at about 3 minutes after, and I said, why aren't you down in, you know, down in my county? He goes, oh, we're going a little bit late. We got a radio station to run here, you know.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So, I mean...
You know, listen, don't... Where's this? In Buffalo. Don't get down at... You know, that's some $5 an hour guy
right.
that's got to run the board.
He'll be gone in a week.
You know, who probably really, in his little convoluted world, thought it would be important for continuity's sake.
Yeah, to finish the song.
Like, to get whatever the song was.
Right.
Well, I said I was going to call you, and he said, go ahead. So I figured that's what happened.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you for watching our backup in Buffalo.
Thank you. As long as the show's on, thanks.
And
don't worry, that countdown. It will continue. And I wonder if on WBUF, no slight intended, great affiliate.
Yeah.
We got great ratings in Buffalo on 92.9. But I wonder if, for this weekend, if they're like all the other stations, if you'll turn it on after our show is done tonight when they play music and you will hear songs because it's a special weekend, you'll go like, what? Jesus Christ. Love Is Like a Rock by Donny Iris.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that on the radio before. And then you turn it on Monday, and it's like it's back to Metallica again.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Tuesday in this case, whenever the holiday is up.
Number 455 coming up in 4 hours.
You know, you guys, you might be... hello.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon. How are you?
I only have a brief moment, but I wanted to say, maybe you are going out this weekend.
I'm leaving the Beverly Hills Savings Alone early with Ms. Drysdale, and we're traveling up the coast to Santa Barbara.
Maybe you're going to want to pick up a young woman. Try these lines.
Okay.
These are my guaranteed holiday weekend pick-up lines.
Pick-up lines for the holiday, Mr. Shannon.
And we'll continue the unimportant countdown. Incidentally, I thought it was important to play song 497 before beginning the Don and Mike show on 92.9.
Excellent judgment, Mr. Shannon.
WBUF.
Very good. It was money.
Pick-up lines.
Pick-up lines, yes.
Bad pick-up lines.
All right.
Does God know you've escaped from heaven?
Shondell's here. I just wanted to point... I'm pointing out everybody that's here on the holiday weekend so far.
If you think you'll regret it in the morning, we could sleep until afternoon. Hey, that's a nice top. Can I talk you out of it?
Oh, God, wow.
I think I've seen you on the cover of Playboy.
Hello.
That's a pickup line.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
How do you like your eggs in the morning? Fertilized or unfertilized?
Oh, God.
Hey, now. That'll make somebody call a cop.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Oh, it wouldn't be a holiday weekend without the Groaners.
The Groaner.
There's only two of them. What Valerie Bertinelli sitcom is very popular in Mexico?
Which one?
One Day at a Time.
Oh, my God. They use that too much
every day.
What medical condition might Vanna White get from her Wheel of Fortune job?
irritable bowel syndrome.
Kari's here. Got to give props to Kari, but it looks like he's leaving. It's Kari, right, Rob?
Kari, who's that? Someone else who works here?
The big guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Here's Julia.
Oh. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Mike, no. Mike, the door open for those guys.
I know. Kill them.
Hello.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You know Kari, he's the velvet teddy bear.
There you go.
And I have a question for Kari.
Yes.
Can you deal with this? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Dumgum and all the ships at sea. Hey, these guys are so cool. They saw The Day After Tomorrow, The Day Before Yesterday.
Yeah!
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Not often that we have Rob actually practice a joke before
Rob,
the show.
Rob ran that one by us.
Uh-huh. It took him four or five times to finally get it.
I like it.
These are the guys that saw.
They're so cool. They saw The Day Before Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, The Day Before Yesterday. Yeah. See, we messed it up too.
Anyway, Don and Mike show, a new episode of Friday 05/28.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. Yes, May 28th, 20-04, from anywhere in America. Please be calling 877-365-3636.
Well, I have to say something.
From Canada, 800-636-1067.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the lifelines, Mike. The three wise men. That's the new thing on Super Millionaire.
Oh.
Right, three wise men. And Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. Yes, what?
I have to say I'm racked with guilt.
Why?
I, because I've let somebody down here today, and I don't normally, you know, normally. I'm basically naked without cash. And today I'm a little light, and I can't do even my usual quick I forgot somebody's birthday fix because I only have $20. I'm sure he'd take it,
uh-huh.
But I just usually like to up the ante a little bit, and I plan to do that. And I feel very bad. I said happy birthday to Joe out in the hallway, and I really feel like I've let him down. Because you know what? He is part of the family now. His elevated stature on the show.
He's worked here over 3 years.
And he deserves the full birthday treatment. Yeah.
And from you, he's getting it.
And
he's getting the standard
really
Mike
not.
O'Mara birthday treatment.
No, but he's not. Because usually I always have cash and I can always go there and grease somebody.
The only problem
But now it's complete forgetting.
The only problem is you didn't go to the ATM because...
Right.
Because it's never that you've remembered the other
never.
People's birthdays.
No, but I always seem to have cash.
Yes, you do.
And this time I don't, and I just feel like even my usual half-assed birthday attempt is now, you know, I'm almost hesitant to make him the last-minute card that I make for everybody.
No, you have to do that.
All right.
I can cover you on the cash.
We'll have...
Yeah, really? Yeah. Oh, good.
We'll have Joe.
I'll be over to see you during the break.
Okay. We'll have Joe in here on our next break. I think what he wants, since we don't have strippers and sex girls anymore, is a magician.
He's got a magician scheduled, right?
So the magician will be second break.
Yeah, that's what we're expecting.
The magician.
Cool. Do we have the name of the magician?
Yes, Sucko.
Perfect,
Sucko. Not to be confused with Spanky.
Spanky
from yesterday's show.
Right.
Anyway, you have a chance to apologize to him then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you apologize.
Well, it's so crazy. I didn't say I was going to do that.
No.
I was just going to say that I was racked with guilt, and now the Buzz is going to cover me. I mean, it's going to be... Buzz has been my little ATM lately.
I would just tell Joe that it's a sign of endearment from you. That
Well, it would be if I... But I'm going to be able to...
It is the way that you are. It's just the way you are.
I'm going to get it done now because of my friend over there in the news cubicle. So mm-hmm. Now, you know, just Joe, disregard. I really wasn't guilty at all.
Talk to me first.
But I hit you like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Paid you back the next day.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much do you need? Mike, just hold it up. How much do you need?
I think that's going to be a little secret between me and Buzz.
Okay.
Well, I think I can guess.
Well, you can go ahead and guess. I'm not going to necessarily tell you whether you're right or wrong.
Oh, it depends how much money you're going to give Joe.
Because
I know how much you have.
I've already said that I've got $20.
Right.
And that's not enough.
Then I think the guess is simple.
Mm-hmm.
That I would bet on $8. You need $80 from Joe.
That's from Buzz. That is a good guess. And Buzz, we
can do that.
Buzz is liquid today.
Yeah.
So look at that.
Well, let's get it done then. We might as well just do this. Joe, can you come in here, please?
See, why is it? This is why. You're the golden boy. Can we have that tape for a second?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
We just have it for a second. Thank you very much.
With the golden boy standing by on the sidelines.
Everybody else remembered Joe's birthday.
Right, right.
Yet somehow, because you didn't, you do it in such an endearing fashion that it ends, you end up being. The way you would call over a Maynard.
Burbank will have the difference there. You and your lady have a fine dinner.
The way you call over a Maynard D at a restaurant, you put your hand up like this. This way, Joe. Yeah. Here's 20 for you from the magnanimous Michael Vera.
Mr. Burbank will be able to take care of the rest of
your gift. It's quite generous.
You're welcome. And what about Robbie?
I already thanked Rob. Yeah. And Buzz hooked me up, too.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Did Mike.
Well, no, he said thank you. He said thank you to me. Thank you, Joe.
All of you.
That's wonderful. And, I didn't want to...
Best ever.
If you'll...
Get this far.
If you'll see... And Joe, incidentally, for those of you that are keeping track, is the big 4-0
Joe.
Today.
That's 40. Right. Which 40. Is funny always.
He doesn't look 40. He is seriously, of all of us, he is the youngest looking guy here.
That's true. Yeah.
He really is.
And it's not so much the physical appearance, it's what his face says.
Yeah.
His face says
not a care in the world.
It's 18 and I like it.
Yeah, the face says lobotomy. The face says, what time is 8th period English getting out? Because I really want to go out and ride my hot rod.
It's a face that says, throw anything you got at me. It's going to bounce off.
You got me this far.
Listen, I took some crap a couple days ago, and I didn't drink absinthe because I didn't want to. And so my wife said, don't do it. And
you better be happy you didn't do that.
That's a good idea, but I didn't do that. But Joe, had to ask your girlfriend, Tracy, if she would allow you to recreate your 1987 Cicada tape, which we heard yesterday. Have you asked your girlfriend yet?
Yeah.
And what'd she say?
Said fine.
There you go.
Yeah. Said you're going to get drunk anyway.
Yeah.
There you go. You just do a little, maybe start a little later, go a little later, and then recreate.
So on Tuesday's episode, we can look forward to hearing the Joe Cicada tapes 17 years later.
And as Rob requested, it'll be recorded on the old Q-Tech 402D.
Fantastic. That's hilarious.
I know it's Cicada. I like saying Cicada.
I know you prefer Cicada.
John Cicada. And happy birthday,
Joe. Thank you, guys.
Joe, Mr. Burbank will have the difference for you. And thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
Thanks for helping me out of that situation. Now I feel completely fine.
There you go. Now let me see. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everybody. I want to try to communicate with...
That is like a maitre d' the way I did. Yeah. I was
ordering people about with his finger again.
I was pointing at Buzz and I just went...
See, you did that. That's what you did when you called Joe over.
Buzz got the downward pointed finger. Right. I was like, thank you, like pointing at him.
Right.
And Joe got the beckoning finger.
Hey, come on there at my house. Pick up the phone, kid.
One of the workmen, somebody.
Anybody. Maybe one of the guys. That truck didn't get out of the ditch in front of my house till 8:30 last night.
Wow. What about one of the pottery makers that's making your tub for a month?
Nobody's
that's rude.
There. I wanted to ask my son. I guess he's at, maybe he's at work, so what the heck. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing.
No.
I woke up this morning, came downstairs. He had been on the internet.
Right.
And there were instructions on how to make a beer... Pong table.
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing it's like...
Beer pong?
Yeah. Do you know what beer pong is?
I do indeed. Played it at Marist College.
Okay, what is it? Because I'll tell you what...
There are variations of the game, but beer pong is basically ping pong, where the loser of points or games has to drink shots of beer.
Like because it had a great description about how they would have to put a coating down on the table.
Yes, so you can keep your beers on the table.
Right, and so that if beer spilled, it would be okay.
I am aware, though, also... There are millions of varieties of games, the way I understand it, of beer pong.
And I wish I had remembered to pick this stuff up when I was leaving the kitchen today, because it had a way of, you go on this website and you use Photoshop and you can get, as it turns out, the school that my son goes to, Clemson, you can get that school's logo and the ACC logo.
I knew a beer pong game, I think, where you try to get the ping pong ball in the beer. And if you do that, the person has to drink a shot.
There's a National Beer Pong League.
Well, anyway, he's making a table, I guess. That's all I know is
I mean, if anybody wants to call in and enlighten me about beer pong, I don't know exactly the rules.
I know the rules have changed since I got my scholarship.
I mean, we played ping pong for beer. I mean, you take a shot of beer.
I don't know. I don't think you should have to have a game to get drunk.
Yeah, but it makes it more fun.
Does
especially
it?
Especially in the youngsters.
Try by yourself.
Not when you drink alone. Play solitaire for beer.
Nothing wrong with drinking alone, my
friend. Tell me about it.
You ever play quarters?
No, I never did.
Oh, the first time you play quarters is the best.
We don't get him. Here are the rules for one version of beer.
Hey, wait there. Let me turn on the music.
Cool message.
At the tone,
Please record your message.
He thinks that's a cool message.
Hey, hold on. Let me get the music. Hold on just a second.
Like he's really there?
Yeah. He got me like maybe once. Hello? 3 months ago. Chris?
Yes, sir.
Chris, what are the? It says here you have the rules, as Joe spells it, R-U-L-Z, for beer pong.
True Road Scholar, huh?
Yeah. What are the rules?
Well, basically, you put two beers on each side in the corners, and if somebody can hit the cup, okay, you have to take a swig of beer. If they can actually put it in the cup, you have to chug the whole thing.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right.
All right, and I thought maybe it was a variation of that. All I know is that, you know, he's at home. He's got his school pride.
Right.
I guess he's working on his beer pong
table.
Are
those the rules you have too, Buzz?
This one says one cup on each side of the table.
That's what I thought
center.
It was one cup.
So, yeah, like you said, different ways of playing it.
Anyway, I'll find out. You know, he's 19 and he likes it. And, of course, he's not old enough to legally drink beer, so I'm sure they would be playing with...
Just research.
You know, with Hi-C or with Gatorade.
Sprite pong.
Yeah, that's right. What's it called?
Sprite pong.
Sprite pong.
How we played it, I'm sure.
Of course. That's one member of my family who I'm not going to be able to get a hold of. The other member of my family, I don't think I have to call her. I simply, and I hate to do this. I hate to call her out on this because I love her. And I'm not talking about Frida, who I do love more than life itself, about my mother-in-law, who might as well be my mother, mm-hmm. Big Frida. She loves me and she supports me and she even takes my side in arguments.
Yeah, you've had a special relationship with her for a long, long time.
Would you stop it?
What?
It's not like that.
I was making a statement of fact. You've always had a very close relationship.
I thought you were going to talk about the dance at her wedding anniversary.
When you put your hand in the small of her back and brought her closer to you.
That's special.
And dance slow.
That's right.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Prius.
There she is.
You've always had a very close relationship with her.
Stop it.
And I don't think, you know, I wouldn't. You never know, but I never thought of it in that way. I just thought it was interesting that
anyway,
you can talk about anything with her, your innermost thoughts.
And I do. Mm-hmm. And stop it, because they're not those thoughts.
Well, but you could if you wanted to. Not about, you know, thoughts about her, but you could certainly discuss sex
with her.
Well,
let me just say, I don't have sex thoughts
about her.
No, I know.
No, you
could talk about it with her, because that's how close
I'm not insinuating that you have.
God.
You have a good health. You know, would the relationship best be described as healthy?
Let me just say, as healthy as your relationship with your mother.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
If I could say that.
Yes.
If I could say that to you.
Well, but the thing that I the mother that my mother doesn't have on the end of her name is in-law.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. And I just didn't you dance with her once?
Yes. Have you ever danced with your mother?
I have.
Have you?
I have indeed.
Well, then we're even.
It was a wonderful dance,
and so was mine.
Yeah, I mean it was great. It was at my last wedding.
Anyway.
It was.
That's where you win. I lose. I lose that argument. She calls this morning, and I'm not even involved in this. This is a three-way argument with my wife, where my wife ends up getting, and no, not three-way like that, you dope. And could you imagine that?
No.
Phone sex with me and Frida and Big Frida?
No, thank you.
And passing the phone back and forth?
Ay-yi-yi.
I could.
Oh, I know you could. Hold on. Mike?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Prius.
Oh,
God.
No,
enough. I'm torturing myself now.
Anyway, here's my wife's on the phone with her, and I hear my wife getting exasperated.
Right.
And I know it must be a dumb argument, because my wife is coming to me to solve the argument.
Ah.
So she says, let me ask you a question. You know the easy toll thing, the easy pass thing? That you use.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law seemed convinced that if you had one for a road or a bridge in Maryland, well, you would be able to use it on a road or a bridge in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. I doubt it.
But I did not only doubt it. I said, I'm positive you can't do that. No way.
They're all different codes.
Right. You couldn't take the one from the Dulles Toll Road in Virginia and drive on the New Jersey Turnpike.
No, it'd be like if you got one, you could travel all over the country, and that's not going to work.
And besides, that's how they get the money for the localities.
Yeah.
For the people that are paying the toll.
That's
but
right.
Anyway,
it's like a credit card. It's the same technology.
It's round and round and round on this.
Wow.
And finally, what I said, and I regret saying it, and I'm apologizing. Now my wife with her big mouth, shouldn't have said anything. But my wife was on the phone to them. She said, well, Mom still doesn't see why you couldn't use it because it's the same technology. And I said, because the money goes to different states. Duh, duh.
Yeah, but also the code is different.
And I went, right. I went, duh. Now, not loud enough so my mother-in-law could hear it.
Good.
Frida, being the good wife that she is, said, oh, no, he says absolutely not. The money goes to other states. And then he went, duh.
Thank you.
You know.
So she ratted you out to your mother-in-law.
Yes.
Oh, and how did your mother-in-law take it?
I don't know. I've not spoken.
Oh, so she did it when you weren't on the phone.
No, it was just Frida was on the telephone.
Oh, okay, and you were my standing in the background.
And it was one of those things, I was in the other room, and she comes in with the phone and just says, would you just answer a question for me?
Right.
Mom's on the phone, and here's the question. And that was that.
Well, I think you're right. And I don't think it even has to be proven.
Well.
Now somebody will call and say, no, you can use them. If you got one of the same technology, you can do it.
Let me see if she's there. Maybe she's out making a beer pong table with my son.
Buying lacquer.
My crazy wife. My whole family's nuts. Thank God it's a Memorial Day weekend. Thank God they all have to work and I don't.
Oh, man.
Is he bringing his beer pong table back to school with him? That's tough to transport.
I don't know. All I know, Mike, is that... here's the thing. I got no... no one's there. You know why no one's there?
Did he have to make a beer pong table? Beer pong, you put the glass... The whole thing is you put the cup on the regular ping pong table.
Apparently, they think you ought to treat the table so you don't stain it.
Yeah, what they said beer. Is like... wood. Is it? Like, no, but Mike, what's that stuff? It's not that you...
Lacquer?
Yeah, you put a lacquer...
Like varnish or something like that?
See what's on that
urethane.
Elvis...
Urethane.
Yes, what's on that Elvis picture we have there?
Yeah, you urethane.
That's what you would cover it with.
Right.
You want to cover it with varathane, which is what they put on bowling alleys.
Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you. Hey, Joe. What's your take on the Easy Pass toll thing? You couldn't use that on a road other than the road it was designated for, right?
I don't think so.
You know what?
What, Robbie?
My dad has
what?
It.
What?
My dad has it, and I think there's separate ones. There's one he uses for Maryland and one he uses for Virginia.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So I think they are a state deal.
Now, you see, I didn't think you could use. I didn't think you could use both.
And both of them work in all ATMs.
Joe.
But there was no need to say da-da-da-da-da. There was no need to say that.
No need to repeat that.
While we have Joe, can we have him say his weekend thing?
Oh, yes. Would you please, Joe?
The weekend is here, and we'll have a can of beer.
There you go.
Or nine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank Magician's here, and he's already doing magic.
Oh,
really?
Oh,
keep it in your pants. Keep it in your pants, big guy.
He's 40, don't you know?
Let me see. We won't be here Monday because it's Memorial Day. But
what,
we will...
this Monday? What?
Yeah, surprise, Mike. We're getting a day off.
I'm not coming
in.
Oh,
my God.
But we, if you like.
Well, I would have made some plans. Now, but I can make them quick. I can do it. You know me. No, I don't want to come in.
Find something.
Are you coming in?
I am if you are.
No.
Okay.
I mean, if you hadn't planned on coming in.
No, I hadn't planned on coming in.
Okay.
No, I planned on, listen, I'm going to have the greatest Memorial Day ever.
I've got my volunteer work, so I can't be here.
Hey, and I made a joke about octogenarians. I want to salute all those guys from World War II that are in town, if they're listening.
I will say salute to my grandfather.
I want to say
Colonel
salute.
William Stalker.
And I'll say salute to my old man, my God rest his soul, William Joseph O'Mara, fought in WW2 in the Pacific Theater. Absolutely.
Right.
Amen to all those, you know, really, you think they got it in on time? A little memorial for the World War II veterans.
Just barely.
Yeah, it's like, we've got, how many memorials do we have down there?
Those who are still alive, please crawl to the memorial this weekend.
Yes, yes,
you know,
amen.
Please, you know, take your strollers, your
walkers, Don.
Your rascals.
Well, rascals,
your
too.
Rascals.
Absolutely.
Memorial Day weekend, handicap parking at a premium in the
district. Oh, you better believe it is. Absolutely.
Between the motorcycles.
But my Memorial Day. I mean, is this the weekend all the motorcycles come
Rolling
to town?
Thunder.
Rolling Thunder is awesome. Right?
Yeah, Memorial Day for me couldn't be better. My wife, you know where she's going to be?
Where?
All weekend, every day, at her J-O-B.
Wow.
My son, you know where he's going to be every day of this holiday
where?
Weekend? At his J-O-B.
Why, hey, it's summertime.
You know where I'm going to be?
Where?
G-O-N-E.
You're recreating.
That's it. I'm going to, you can't find me there.
You're a lucky man.
The land of you can't find me.
I will, you can call up the operator and say, yes, connect me to you can't find him there. And Mike, I know you've gotten your own place.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Yes. I always thought the best name for a bar would be He's Not Here.
He's not here. We have a few customers that request that. You know?
But we do come back on...
Sometimes
on,
I wish it was me.
On Tuesday... Hold on. Before we call Beth Ann, our new producer, here's the guy who says he uses his East Pass all up and down the East Coast. Can that be true? Oh, my God. I would hate to have to take back those...
Wait, though. Easy Pass.
Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, Tom.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
I beg to differ with the gods.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
I've lived... I have a friend lived in Boston. I've traveled back and forth to Boston. And I have friends that live in
Pennsylvania. Hold on, just about just your experience now. Your experience.
Yes.
What do you have? What kind of pass do you have?
I have Easy Pass.
Okay. For what state?
State of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And I use frequently back and forth through the Harbor Tunnel and the Key Bridge.
Yeah, and? God.
And I also go up all the way up through the Turnpike, through Delaware, through New York, and within the city of Boston. They have lots of bridges and stuff that you need to go
with Easy Pass. Now, are you charged?
Yes, the regular. I don't use it as a frequent. I just use it for the convenience. So it's not like a. I don't get a discount for using it.
Hold on, you ever meet somebody who just wants to get information?
Hold on,
that's
all we want to know.
Jesus,
when you're at a location, unlike the one that you're in. I mean, if you live in Baltimore,
you have a regular toll.
And you're driving up in Boston, and you come to the toll thing, and you hold up your Easy Pass. The thing swings up, and you drive past.
That's correct.
You can cut this guy loose. I just spoke to my dad. He's right. My dad uses the Easy Pass all up and down the East Coast.
Wow.
I thought he had two of them.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
It's a relatively recent innovation.
Don't be sorry.
So it codes in your number and then you're billed for that, right?
Yeah.
Yep, comes right off my credit card.
Well, actually, I think, yeah.
See, it is like that. All right.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Oh, no. Don, I would have bet you were right.
Yeah. Made sense.
Hey, you know what
Don
I was
said duh, duh, duh. I was thinking, you know, that money that Buzz loaned me, I should have borrowed that from you. And then I wouldn't have had to pay you back because of the bet.
I had $100 yesterday. Hey. You didn't want it.
Yeah, that's right. Damn it. I should remember these.
Would have come
Honey.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Do you have your radio on?
No, I'm walking around the mall.
Oh, okay.
I don't blame you. I feel the same.
I'm not able to get a hold of your mom, but you have to call her back.
Why?
And you have to tell her I didn't mean duh, 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 duh.
Oh, that's what you said. What did you mean?
Because you can use that goddamn Easy Pass everywhere.
All over the East Coast. Probably the West Coast, too.
You can. I talked about it. I mentioned I felt bad.
Really?
I mentioned that you were on the phone with your mom, and I said duh, 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 and I didn't know you were going to say it to her, but you did say duh, duh, duh. Like it was me saying that your mom's an idiot, and your mom was right.
You were right.
Your mom was right.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, she would love to hear that. Are you sure she's not home? I don't think she was going anywhere this afternoon. I just talked to her about an hour.
Well, not unless someone's dialing 911.
Oh, no.
Because I tried her.
Okay. Well, she would love to hear that news. Because
all right, I'll try her again, honey.
Okay, good. All right, bye.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
What day?
Working.
Yeah, I know. It's hard being the breadwinner.
I know. Enjoy. That's tough. Working both days on a holiday weekend. That's too bad. I'll think about you. I love you, baby.
Sure you will. Bye. Love you, boo.
Bye.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, man, I would have figured you were right.
What's her phone number? 4-4.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I jumped right on that one.
Made sense.
Yep.
Frida was convinced, too.
How convenient, though. That's terrific that you can use that.
It should work that way.
Boy, oh, boy. Ay, ay, ay.
Everybody should have them.
My mother-in-law is the only person that's ever on my side. Ever on my side. I'll fight with Frida.
You like this, right? She'll love it.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm worried now.
Well, Frida didn't have to tell her the duh-duh-duh stuff.
She shouldn't have
said the duh-duh-duh stuff.
She'll appreciate that you come clean with her.
She doesn't own a ladder.
One more, let me just... Buzz, you and the ladder.
I worry.
How's your wife doing? Is she still in the cast?
Yes.
Will be for 5 weeks?
That's correct.
All right.
Your call has been forwarded to...
she's not there. Tell her I hope she feels better.
I will, thank you.
Frida Wright is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang.
Oh, hello.
One for more options.
Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman. I've got an important bulletin for you.
Don't do that to her.
I'm quitting my TV show.
She's 80.
I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen.
Don't. We can't prank call my mom.
That'll scare her.
Yeah. That'll scare her.
You can't do that.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. Yeah. To listen, to send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Yeah, just send it. Listen,
thank you.
I'll see you this
message has been sent.
I'll see you this weekend. Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye. I'll see you this weekend. So da-da-da to me.
How about that?
All this time she stood beside you and behind you, and all this time she saved the last piece of pie.
Mom, I love
you. Buzz, you could not be more correct.
Yeah.
You couldn't be more correct.
You'll make it up to her, I'm sure. Aren't you doing some work at her pad this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Okay, killer.
Yes, I am.
You'll have a good time down there.
Bet I'm doing some work at her pad.
You'll be spending a good amount of time, just you and her.
And I'll be wearing just my tool belt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to wear overalls without the shirt.
Wow. Painter's pants. Painter's overalls. Mm-hmm. Hi there, all done in here.
Do-rag, and I'm going to have like an Atlanta Braves hat, turn that sideways way. You know, yo.
You look like you could use a glass of lemonade.
Oh, what, Beth Ann?
Yeah, she's expecting it.
Well, she's going to have to learn this show doesn't run on time. let her sit by the phone. We'll be back in 9 minutes and 40 seconds.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You magnificent bastard. I salute you.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, because we love Buffalo.
No reason we can't keep it going.
Keep the countdown intact. The Memorial Day 500 continues. It's voted by you on 92.9 WBUF.
Number something or other.
Actually, I think it was number 496.
Ah, very nice.
Syphilicious. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hello. Here's my son on the phone. Hi, Bart.
Hey, Dad. What's up?
I had tried to call you because when I got up this morning, I saw the stuff down on the kitchen, the instructions on how to make a beer pong table.
It's called Beirut, but you're close.
What's the name of the game?
Beirut.
As in, like, Lebanon?
Yeah, Beirut.
Hmm.
Why is it called Beirut?
Because that's what it's called.
Well, I saw the instructions that you had.
Good answer.
The instructions you had. Welcome to the world of a 19-year-old. The instructions you had from the internet all said beer pong on them.
Well, that's because some people call it beer pong, some people call it Beirut.
Okay.
What exactly are the rules to beer pong?
You have basically a ping pong sized table.
Right.
And you set up a pyramid of...
Of what?
Sorry, my phone's beeping. You set up 10 cups like you would almost pool balls in the rack.
Okay, I understand. Like a pyramid shape.
Then you stand on either side, and usually teams of two, and you throw ping pong balls and attempt to land them in the cups of, say, water.
Yes.
And then when you land them, you have to drink. And there are more rules if you land them consecutively or land them in the same cup, stuff like that.
Whatever this game is, you play it with non-alcoholic beverages, I'm sure.
Always.
And are you going to be making...
Excuse me, I always play with non-alcoholic.
I know. Knock it off. Are you going to be making this table?
Possibly. That's why I wanted to get some advice on what to lacquer it with,
mm-hmm.
what's the best material, stuff like that.
Okay, there you go. Listen, and I have no complaints with my son. I know I spent a lot of time his last year in high school and, like, even when he was in college, mm-hmm. complained. I got no complaints. Straightened his act out in college.
Working hard.
Got himself a job. No longer sleeping until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good.
How does it feel to have no complaints?
Feels pretty good.
Okay, the only thing you got to do is take care of that one nasty habit that really pisses mom off.
Oh, I know.
And I'm not thrilled about it either.
I know.
All right, buddy. Okay, I love you.
So why did you need to call me about this Beirut problem?
Because first off, I'm your dad. Second, I didn't know what beer pong was.
We could play a friendly game sometime.
I see this thing, how to make this table, and I was wondering if you're making it, because I'm curious.
It could be a father-son project.
Wouldn't that be great?
You know, and you know what's sad is that you probably would get more out of this than when... Do you remember when you were 7 and you won the Pinewood Derby?
I remember when you made that for him.
Do you remember that?
You stayed up, like, all night making it.
Wow.
Yeah, do you remember what a great accomplishment that was?
You were so happy. You were jumping up and down.
There's a case of me reliving my tragic childhood through my son. You know, how some dads push their kids into athletics or
sure,
whatever.
Theater.
With me, it was when Bart was a Cub Scout, a Boy Scout, was the Pinewood Derby.
I remember how into it you were. Didn't you bring it in?
Yeah. Because we won.
Yeah.
We won. The
cool.
Stupid car won. But you'd get more out of playing beer pong. All right. Have a great weekend. And,
All right. And
I'm sorry to hear that you will, like Mom, be working over this holiday weekend.
I chose to work over this holiday weekend.
That's my guy.
Good job.
All right, I love you, son. Be safe.
All right,
I'll see you.
Love you too, bye.
Bye, peace out.
There he goes.
Peace out. Now,
how's that feel? You got the wife and the son working this weekend.
Feels fantastic.
Oh,
hold on, I got a different number for Big Frito.
Oh, I see. The salon...
Yeah, the beauty parlor.
She's getting ready for her son-in-law to come visit.
Right? Oh, would you stop it?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's massaging it. She's massaging in it right now. She's soaking right now.
Hi, President.
Yes. Hi there. Hey, Big Frida.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I am fine. Listen, I guess I was trying to call your cell phone before, and Frida just told me you were at home. You know that duh-duh-duh thing that she told you? That was really theatrical on her part.
Well, she only said one duh.
Oh, well, I went, you know, just duh, 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 duh.
Yeah.
Duh, duh,
that's
duh,
not
duh.
The important part.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Big Frida, but the important part is the fact that it's not true.
Yeah, that's right. And
you
were
wrong.
You're right, so I'm sorry.
The reason I mentioned it was because they said if you want to get across the Bay Bridge fast, go through the easy.
Easy pass.
See, and now, yeah. and now here, look how dumb I am. This, I can use this because I have a Dulles Toll Road Easy Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, I should be able to go through Easy Pass on the Bay Bridge.
What's going
to
happen is you're going to try it tonight.
And it's not going to work. Of course not. Of course it won't.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Well, anyway, listen.
And I know some people in the state police who can give me a call.
There you go. Listen, you were right. I was wrong. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. We grow as and we learn, and we grow as we learn.
Life experience is important.
Now, that is a wise statement.
And I'm sorry about the duh-duh-duh thing.
Oh, honey, that's all right. I only heard one duh.
Okay. All right, I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go.
Right, yeah.
They've all checked. Oh, Bethany. Hold on.
Back to my computer. Bam, our new producer. I like Bam. That's the nickname. I like calling her Bam.
Bam. I like B.A.
B.A., like the coach from
coach
North Dallas 40.
40.
That's enough.
Anyway, Beth Ann McBride... is this single mother's name,
mm-hmm.
like Fantasia,
mm-hmm.
she's a single mother.
Hello?
Beth Ann, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Bam, how are you?
I'm good. I'm eating some cicadas.
Now B.A., are you ready for the job on Tuesday?
I am more than ready.
Because, you know, I mean, you have to get in here and you have to start. I mean,
is it hit the ground running? Is this the hit the ground running speech?
Yeah, there is no time for just, like, getting to know people.
it's
not important.
Start working, right?
It's got to be Tuesday. You get in here, you're doing it.
Yeah, you Make start it. This job, it's very similar to landing a jet on the deck of an aircraft carrier.
Now, is your daughter coming with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're moving tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
And how old is she, 19?
She'll be 19 in August.
She'll be 19. See, now we'll have another nice perspective because I got a son that's 19.
How about that? Wouldn't that be something?
I would have to ask the celebrity your daughter most resembles, B.A.
Probably. Oh, you're going to be mad. Her name is Jennifer, and like Jennifer Aniston or...
Oh, my God.
Someone else that she's a pretty girl. She has long blonde hair.
Well, my son has a regular girlfriend.
Oh, that's right. He
has
does.
A regular yes, girlfriend.
Of course.
But he's not married.
Right.
He's not married.
Beth Ann, what is the thing you are most looking forward to about your new job as the producer of this show?
I think getting to know you guys. I really do.
And more importantly, what is the thing you're dreading the most? And please be honest. Tell us the worst thing that you've heard about us, about me or about Mike or about both of us together. What's the worst thing you've heard?
That you were eating the cicadas. I heard you eating those bugs in the air.
Honey, didn't anybody tell you that we're jerks?
No one told you? No, no. I've heard good things. You know, I enjoy listening to you. I mean, the only thing I dread is getting to know you. I want to get to know you.
There you go. Like that, see, there's the first sentence. The only thing I dread is getting to know you.
That's good judgment. I think that shows intelligence.
Because, Beth Ann, B.A., I dread getting to know you, too.
Well, this will be fun.
Because, well, here's the thing. It takes... Whenever I've had the chance to hire someone from within, you know, to make a move, I always hire somebody that I've worked with before.
You hire from within.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone that I know. Someone that I've worked with before. This is totally not different.
Absolutely.
And you can't say that Rob fits that category, because Rob was a freaking stalker.
Yes.
When we did our morning show, exactly. Rob was like a teenager calling up.
And then
I believe that Rob's official last name is With the Don and Mike Show.
Well, the one thing I just want to give you, I do want to give you a warning, Beth. It's just my observation. And it concerns Rob, okay? And just based on Rob and the way Rob's been behaving lately, I say this out of friendship. I just think Rob's going to try to sabotage you. I think he's going to try to trip you up everywhere you go. I think there's really a chance that he's going to try to mess you up somehow. Yeah, what I would do really is just, check things that he has anything to do with. And I'm talking about anything from that has to do with the show, as far as your car. Rob, if you'd like to comment on that.
He's of course, funning you. Don't think twice about eating the brownies that'll be waiting on your desk. Eat a lot of them. And the turkey and the
he's
wine.
He's a nice guy. You know, he's a nice guy. I can see he may be like a little threatened. I mean, because it's kind of been you two and him.
Yeah, he's very threatened.
Right?
He's very threatened. He's
taking in my sandals.
You know what? He is the female presence of our show, and now that's Rob's masculinity is going to have to take over once again.
Yes, I feel so bad that my femininity is being challenged. My intuition told me you would say that.
Last question. Do you want to be known as Beth Ann? Do you want to be known as B.A., or do you want to be known as Bam?
What's your favorite nickname?
Well, probably B.A.
B.A. Listen to them. Hey, Beth Ann.
Good choice. Yep.
That's the one Don liked. That was a good move.
Yeah. B.A. What's happening, B.A.?
Actually, like the one. T in the A team.
The one I preferred was Bam.
Bam.
And anyway, that
But I'm happy you've picked B.A.
Then there will be two B.A.s in my life that I care a lot about.
Who?
That would be, of course, Beth Ann.
Right.
And Bob Adams.
Bob Adams, right. Right. Absolutely.
No. Who's Bob Adams?
Don't worry about it. Oh. You'll meet B.A. when he gets in here.
He could technically be a Bam, too.
If you stay on the phone, he'll probably call in the next 2 minutes threatening to kill me. As I said his name on the radio.
For mailman.
All right.
You know, I've already gotten emails from a radio god forum.
No,
stay away from
that. Beth Ann, here's our first and only piece of advice about the internet and all the fan sites and everything.
Okay.
Don't look at them. Don't go to them.
Don't acknowledge them.
Don't. Just don't.
Talk to them.
No
good can come of that.
Just don't.
They're evil.
Okay.
Just don't. Other than that, have a great time.
Oh, I can't wait to be there. It's been so long since I've seen you guys.
It's going
to
be a good time. We're looking forward to you starting on Tuesday.
And final question. Final question.
Final. I've had three final questions.
But this is really the final one, because really we have to hit a break.
Okay.
Who's the guest on Tuesday?
Who do you want?
Don, who would you like? Because we can give her a choice of two.
Who do I want? Who do I really want? Who do I... Now, come on. Now, you got... Are you serious?
Well, you know, I know that Rob is getting his back waxed or something, right?
Yeah.
Laser.
On Tuesday. So I was going to do something around that. But
No. I tell you who I'd like. I'd like Diana, the loser on American Idol.
Diana DeGarmo?
Diana DeGarmo from Smellyville, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Mike, who would you like?
I would like, let me see. It's difficult. There's so many that I would like, but I think really.
Somebody as hot as today's headlines.
I would like Drea Di Matteo.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh. The lady that was whacked on the last
from
episode
the
of The Sopranos.
Yes.
And has the upcoming show Joey to promote.
Oh, and the waxing is Wednesday.
The laser.
The laser. The laser is Wednesday, not a waxing.
Okay.
Buzz?
I would like film director Andrew Blake.
I'd like the film director Andrew Blake.
You should do a search on Andrew Blake, and you'll find out a whole lot about Buzz.
Absolutely.
All right, listen, B.A., we'll see you on Tuesday.
Okay, you guys. I can't wait to see you again.
Don't be late.
Okay.
Okay,
what time am I supposed to be in there?
Before me.
6 a.m.
Okay. All right. Bye, Bam.
DA.
2 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's funny, Rob, you make that joke and I didn't get it.
Well, yeah, it is funny, though.
I didn't get it.
Hello, Bill, Don and Mike show. Are people still talking about the EasyPass smart tag?
Yeah, yeah, Don. I want to let you know that if you're going to be going up to Maryland, don't try and use your Dulles tag on the EasyPass lanes. They're not compatible yet. But if you go on the VDOT webpage, you can find where the smart tag information is, and it says in the fall of 2004 it's going to be compatible.
Oh, fall of 2004 to be compatible.
So now you got that heads up. You would have been disappointed. But, you know, and wait, that I have a problem with everybody that says, hey, I use it everywhere.
Well, obviously you can't use it.
Right, you can't use it everywhere,
I guess. Hold on. Who's this? Rob. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah.
No, different Rob.
What's that? Rob.
It's a different Rob.
Absolutely the same thing to say the last guy.
What? Wait, hold on a minute. You were talking the whole time. What?
Sorry. You want me to go, or?
No, I'll go to someone else. How about Mimi?
Yeah, how? Hi.
Hi, Mimi.
Hi, Mimi.
Hi. I'm calling because what the other guy said. The smart tag was the first one. That was in Virginia. And then later on, Maryland got the easy pass, and Virginia's supposed to be switching over, but they're not over yet. I have
those. Okay. Oh, all right,
we work in Virginia. You live in Maryland.
Yeah, it's unusual that Virginia's behind.
All right, thank you. Hey!
It is.
Hey, stop it.
What?
Stop it.
What? What? Is that the Virginia thing? What?
I like Virginia better than Maryland.
But I mean, it's just, it's shocker that they don't have it up to speed.
Why?
But they have transportation issues in Virginia, which Virginia has enormous transportation problems.
Hold on, so which state are you mad at?
Virginia!
And why are you mad at Virginia?
For transportation problems.
But they have transportation problems in Maryland, too.
Yeah, but I live in Virginia.
Okay, all right. Okay, never mind.
You know, I don't know if you've noticed over the last, decade.
Yes.
My commute that used to be, see ya, and I'd sail home, has turned into just a big pile of you-know-what.
And I don't know if you noticed that I've noticed over the last 10 years that there's been a shift in the population moving out to the area where you live, where 10 years ago there was nothing. Where now,
nobody out there.
Where now there's everything's out there.
So the developers said, hey, we want to build here. And they all go, okay.
See, now you either got to move further out or move further in.
Might move in.
You know why it's crowded? Because we have nothing that looks like Berlin in 1945.
Okay. All right, Rob.
Not a good
Rob hates, but Rob hates people. Rob hates people in Virginia and places in Virginia.
No, of Virginia. As a rule, Virginia is the greatest.
No, Rob loves Virginia, but how do you feel about Vienna, Virginia?
It's too brown. It's bad. I don't care for the people.
And if we get that whole Virginia-Maryland thing going, it'll be, you know.
We can't do that
today.
We're going
to have to fight the Civil War again.
We can't do that today. Let me just say, I was raised in Maryland for a long part of my life, and when I lived in Maryland, I'm sure it's like this in other towns we broadcast to, where there are two states that are nearby.
Right, and there's a rivalry.
For the longest time, when I lived in Maryland, you would think everything's great in Maryland. Virginia sucks. Then I moved to Virginia, and as soon as you move to Virginia, you go, those people in Maryland, like
very high levels that still live in Maryland because they just can't make the transition to Virginia.
Mm-hmm. And also because they believe that North Gaithersburg is Potomac. That's right.
There you go.
Right, just like Oakton's different from Vienna. Same thing. It's pretty brown in Oakton, too, you know.
Wow.
Listen,
for all of you around the rest of the country, sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say. I just wanted to say sorry. Okay. You don't know what we're talking about. But I'm sure every little municipality has their way.
They're just cities. Mm-hmm. They're just cities.
Everybody has the area that they joke about. It's the way it works.
Right. Hold on. I'll take this. And then we got to... Well, no need to take that. Hello? See, there was somebody there. I heard something there, and then they were... God, it was something relevant, but it just doesn't matter.
Huh.
It's Joe's 40th birthday.
Yeah.
Let me make sure his magician's ready. This is what he wants for his 40th birthday.
Magician's here.
We'll bring him in right after the break. Hey, birthday boy.
Hello.
So we'll hit our break now, and we'll come back, and your magician will perform for you.
Fantastic.
Joe, why is it that you... I know that we don't have sex acts or like strippers anymore. Why is it you chose a magician?
Well, I don't know. I've always liked magicians.
There. Can you get any better answer?
Oh, he gives it to you straight.
Plus, he does balloon animals, and he bends spoons.
Hey, he bends spoons?
Apparently.
Oh, lordy. Cool. Lordy, look who's 40.
We had Uri Geller in here, and he walked out on us because he couldn't bend a spoon.
We refused to. All right, well, Joe, your guy, Sucko, will be in here right after the break.
His name is Ryan.
Ryan.
You'd be nice to him.
Is it Ryan the Magnificent?
It's Ryan Majestic.
Ryan Majestic.
Wow.
Very good. Or it's Ryan Majestic. Thank you, Rob. Ryan.
Ryan Majestic.
Ryan Majestic. Magician. Balloon guy. Spoon bender.
I am excited now because, look, I wasn't excited about the magician or the balloon guy.
The spoon bending?
Spoon bending?
Cool.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. See you in a second.
Great.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy birthday. Lordy, lordy, look who's 40 and still answering phones for a living. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, what happened? Hey, WBUF song 495. Yeah. That's Bananarama. As we continue to count down on your Memorial Day 500.
Counting down the biggest ever.
We were just at the WBUF website.
And they are counting down.
They are. They're doing a countdown this weekend.
Oh.
Nice website. It's got, you know, Eddie Van Halen there. You know, speaking of which, I'd love to hear the new song. I think it was available online.
Van Hagar's got a new song?
Today, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they announced in the tour that's coming here next month, Sammy will be singing all of the David Lee Roth songs.
Very good.
Well, how great is that?
That's very, very exciting anyway, for fans of Sammy Hagar.
Anyway, there's a new Van Halen song out there.
And David Lee Roth contingent, you know how they're going to be.
All three of them. Out there on the internet. God, I'd love to hear what that sounds like, a new Van Halen song.
Yeah.
And the name of it is something like It's About Time. Or,
oh, really?
Or it's Time for a Van Halen Song or something like that. I don't know. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, you're on the air.
Boy, I'm so happy y'all in Baltimore. I'm on the MARC train headed up to check on my house.
Oh, very good.
All right, good.
It's nice being able to make transition in between A and B. Will you please, for the love of God, start raising hell about the signal in D.C.? It drives me crazy.
Listen, there's nothing we can do about this.
Just think, please.
No.
You know, believe me, if we could do anything about it, it would have been done a long time ago.
I just turned it up all the way.
Is it turned up all the way, Rob?
I turned it up all the way.
We're losing yourself. Have a good weekend. Guy was calling from a
kind of funny. Right? He's calling to complain about a signal as his phone faded out.
Yeah. If you're in the Washington area and you lose 106.7, try turning on 105.7.
Yeah, and that's the best way to do it. And there is still an area where it's a little sketchy.
However, if you go out by Laurel, though, where Jan...
Laurel, the Baltimore station comes in loud and clear.
You get it perfect. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys?
Hey, hi.
Hey, Don, I wanted to talk to you about your Easy Pass. What you have, Don, is a smart tag.
Can I just stop you for 1 second? I don't want to hurt your feelings. I want you to have a great Memorial Day weekend. Oh, no. Don't take this the wrong way. I really don't care.
All right.
Thanks. Thank you, though.
I heard you were going to go through it.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm really not going anywhere.
He's really faking it. This is like Wag the Dog. Don's staging a vacation.
I'm staying at home all weekend because either way, it's great because they're all gone. They're all out working.
Right.
And there's something... I know, Buzz. This really agitates Buzz.
Yeah.
But it's great. Let me just say...
It is great.
I'm proud of my wife. I really am proud of her. I told her the other day, I said, I'd resent you. If we went through all this stuff and raised Bart and she stayed home and everything, and then when he was off in college doing well, if she sat on our ass all day and did nothing,
mm-hmm. right,
I would not respect her. I respect the fact she's gone back to school, she's working.
Amen.
You know, go out and do it. And if it just so happens that your work happens on a holiday weekend.
You're delighted.
And of my son,
right.
Who I'm also very proud of, has finally embraced the fact that he's got to work to pay his $2.50 a gallon a gasoline habit. Well, and if he has to work on Memorial Day weekend...
This weekend is going to be you and your fortress of solitude.
You bet your ass it is. You bet.
Will you be having any contact? Will this be one of those weekends down at the beach where... Perhaps your face never sees a razor, and
that's probably true. However, I do plan on I imagine most of it in private.
There you go.
You'll be the guy who looks like Ray Romano at the finale of American Idol. Look for him.
That's right. Listen, and what am I doing? I'm going on and on here about my thoughts for Memorial Day. Well, really, it should be my thoughts for celebrating the birthday of Joe Ardinger, world's oldest phone screener, star of The Joe Show, and also star of Joe Moe's on the Don and Mike Show. The Joe.
Joe.
Man on the Street interview. Come on in, birthday boy. He's just turned 40 today.
Got a big weekend planned, Joe?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. What do you and Tracy got planned for tonight?
I think we're going out to dinner.
Oh, very good. And, has Tracy given you an indication of what your birthday gift might be?
Well, she's been really nice to me all week. We've had some spectacular dinners. We had soft-shell crabs last night.
Oh, I love those.
Might there be a more personal gift that would be waiting for you?
I suppose, but I have no clue.
You have no clue, so it's you got a lot to look forward to this weekend.
Yeah, it's going
to
be relaxing.
Hey, sure. Joe's one of those people. Just stop and turn the music down for a second, because you can't have this thought with the music. Look at Joe. Just think about him doing it.
Oh, God. Why? Where'd you get that in your head?
That's what I'm thinking. You know,
that's a little gay.
No. I was thinking for his birthday,
Oh, you said, like, maybe the reward is that's what, great sex.
That's what the treat was going to be, right. Perhaps.
Oh, well, I mean, she did go into work late today.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you've already got one present.
Hey, good time.
Wow.
Good.
So it begins.
Joe, the magician, Ryan Seacrest, magician, balloon guy, spoon bender. This guy, you like him and you like magic.
Mm-hmm.
And that was your birthday gift. We're going to bring him in.
Bring in Mr. Ryan Majestic.
And we're going to give him about 5 minutes to just wow you.
Okay. And maybe wow us, too.
Well, Mike, frankly, I don't
You care. Love magic, though.
I do love I do.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't know if Ryan Seacrest Majestic is going to do it for me.
Well, here he comes.
Let me take a look at him.
He's a young magician. He's a youngster.
Let me size him up as a magician.
He's. I'm trying to think the celebrity he most resembles.
He reminded... On his
You've got a very weird part of your ear pierced. You don't see that part of the ear pierced very often.
It's true. Yeah, it hurts really bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
What does he remind you of, Joe?
On the website, he reminded me of the lead singer from Matchbox 20.
True.
Yeah.
That is great. You know what? And if anybody
Rob
knows
Thomas?
What that guy is,
mm-hmm.
that's right. what he looks a little bit like.
Yep. He looks like a retarded Rob Thomas.
Oh, no. Listen, this is our guest here.
I'm no faggot, but this guy's not as good looking as Rob Thomas is.
Well, I mean, I'm serious.
But he has that kind of rock and roll look to him. He's not the traditional kind of magician.
Let me ask you, you're a magician. How old are you, son?
I'm 28.
28. Where's your Van Dyke?
My Van Dyke?
Yeah, the beard. You know the
Isn't
beard.
That what all magicians have to have, the Van Dyke?
No.
How
what
long?
Is new in the world of magic?
There's really great stuff going on in England.
Okay.
English magic is huge.
English magic.
English magic.
All right, very cool.
Yeah.
Very
when
cool.
did you first learn the cup and balls? Now that's a serious magic question.
This guy strikes me, just looking at him, as he's kind of a hip magician. I'm pleasantly surprised that he didn't come in. You know how some of these guys go, hello.
Well, that's not what I was doing.
That's what you want, right? You want the cape?
Did you learn the cup and balls?
I did, yeah.
You did, okay. Do you have a top hat?
No.
Do you have a magic wand?
No.
Do you
are you a full-time magician?
I am a full-time magician.
That's how you make your living. That's, that's encouraging.
It's a real magician nerd question.
Okay.
Who is Harold Rice?
That's Harry Houdini. It's actually Eric Rice.
Mm-mm. Harold Rice is the world's foremost silk magician. World's foremost silk magician.
Where?
The world. Universe.
Okay.
Look. Do a Google search.
Okay.
When you get home and learn a little bit about magic.
Okay.
Do you see, one thing I should tell you, Ryan Majestic, is that Mr. Geronimo here is fancies himself a...
Well, now, back in the day.
A fan of the art.
Oh. I was a magician when I was a kid.
Oh.
He performed for his elementary school, and... was that the ventriloquist act? Or
no,
when the Danny O'Day dummy... When his head fell off?
That was in elementary school.
Okay.
It was later when I was on the Captain 20 show.
Right.
Doing my magic act.
Right.
Doing the magic act.
Not a lot of kids were allowed to perform on that show.
No, they weren't. That's right. Because they were all sexually abused by Captain 20. But I said, for the exposure, I'll take the abuse.
Yes.
Go ahead, Captain 20, kiss me. Do you think David Copperfield is full of crap?
I think he is very glamorous in a very Motley Crue kind of way.
Do you think that David Blaine is a waste of time?
He's all right. I'm jealous.
Do you like Penn and Teller?
They're all right.
Hmm.
They're pretty good.
What? Okay, who blows you away? Who's the greatest?
I think Darren Brown in England is a genius.
Somebody we would have heard of.
Well, over here, I guess David Blaine would be what I would enjoy the most.
All right, the guy in England. What's the one thing he does that blows you away?
He is he's the greatest mind reader, hypnotist.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
All right. Very good.
All right. Well, we are ready for you.
Oh.
Ryan Majestic, magician, balloon guy, spoon bender. And incidentally, it's a very erotic website, ryanmajestic.com. All of your clothes disappear.
Now, I know that when we had Yuri Geller in here and we tried to get that SOB
to bend a spoon,
it turned into something horrible. And he had one of the few people, seriously, one of the few people that ever walked off this show.
Really?
Because he wouldn't bend the spoons. And that's, of course, what we wanted to see. That was his big thing.
Now, and Ryan, don't get me wrong. I'm busting your balls. But I love magic. I'm still a magic groupie. When Frieda and I were on vacation not long ago, we were on a cruise ship where the entertainment normally stinks, but there was a guy who was the best sleight of hand guy I'd ever seen, mm-hmm. And I'm fascinated by magic. So do something to amaze my dumb friend Joe.
Well, should we start with the magic or the spoon bending? We'll give him a few tricks. Okay.
You have 5 minutes to amaze Joe.
Oh my God!
Five minutes. All right.
Ready?
He's bringing out some cards.
Go.
Okay, right, Joe. Go ahead. Take any card you want.
Pick a card.
And spread them out.
Yeah, sure. No, go ahead.
Pick one in the middle.
Show it to everyone except for me.
Okay, let's see it. What is it, Joe? Okay.
Ryan's turned away.
Can we say what it is? Hit Buzz. Why don't you whisper what it is?
Drop the card. Okay.
Hold it up and whisper it, Buzz.
Joe?
Hold it up and whisper.
See the card?
Your headphones are
going to
believe it.
Five of spades.
Okay. Got that. Hey, did you hear that, magician?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, actually, sign your name on them. On your card, so we don't think he's cheating later.
Hey, Joe, write a bad word on there. Write the F word on there.
Because
it's something a magician had me do recently.
Okay. Write your name on a card?
Uh-huh.
And what'd you write?
I was on a cruise ship. What am I going to write? F you?
You told him to write F you.
Right, well, we're on the radio. We're not on a cruise ship.
Okay.
You know, that way, how do I know that you don't have a card pre-made with the name Joe?
No, that's true. Okay.
You are really being rough on the magician. Is this because you are, in some way wish that you were still a magician?
I love magic. I just want to see what this guy's got.
So, are you ready? You signed your card. You know what it is? Uh-huh. All right, watch.
Yeah, what he's doing? He's got a stack of cards, and he's putting his hands over them.
Hovering his hands.
He's hovering his hands over the...
They're moving.
Wait a minute. The cards
are moving by themselves. One popped out...
I'm scared to look, but do you want to take it and see what it is?
All right, hold on.
All right, now
the one card popped out.
Oh, my God.
All right, now describe what just happened. Joe, look, may I see the card?
Was that it?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
Awesome. What he did was he moved his hands over a deck of cards, and it split, and the card moved out by itself.
That is a great trick.
That is a good trick.
Seriously.
Now, wait, hold on a second. We didn't describe this well enough. He put his hands... over the card. I'm sitting there.
The cards were sitting
2 inches from the guy.
The cards were sitting on the console. There was a deck of cards.
There's no string. No, nothing. He's moving his hands.
I mean, we're all right here.
We're standing, and it's paper. I mean, Leslie's got... I don't know how he did it, but anyway, it was very cool. He moved the cards with his hands over them. Very, very cool.
That was impressive.
We got time for a couple more?
And lightning bolts came out of his eyes.
No, man, you've got three more minutes left to amaze.
That is cool.
We're going to do one more thing. This is more of like a mind-reading kind of thing. A prediction, if you will. All right, do you believe in psychics and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm actually psychic.
Okay.
It's true. What I did, I have a deck of cards, and I kind of sized you up when I first met you, and I picked one card, the card I think you'd be most likely to pick.
Okay.
Given a free choice of all 52, I flipped it upside down inside that deck. All right, there's one card flipped over.
Okay.
Name a card. I mean, don't name it like a bill, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Tell you.
No.
Tell me a card, yeah.
First card comes into your head.
Ace of spades.
Is that okay with you guys?
That's fine.
All right.
Now he's opening up a deck of cards.
Taking them out of the box.
We're looking at the cards. Obviously, the cards have been opened, but they are in the box.
I'm just going to fan them out. Nothing tricky.
Fanning out.
They're all face up.
He hasn't touched them or anything like that.
What was your card again?
Ace of spades.
There's one upside down. Go ahead. Have a look.
One's upside down.
Oh my God. Ace of spades.
Joe turns
spades.
It over.
Good.
The ace of spades.
Like it.
Enjoy it. Good trick. Yeah. Real good trick.
Excellent.
Pretty good, kid.
All right.
Yeah. So you had the Yuri Geller on, and he wouldn't bend the spoon.
He would not bend the spoon.
Right. I'm here. I'm hungry. I'm going to bend the spoon.
Good for you.
All right. RyanMajestic.com.
You know what? And I'm not as into magic as you, and I am thoroughly enjoying it.
You notice that now I'm supporting him.
Yeah, because he's the goods. He's the real deal.
Now I'm seeing.
All right. Now you guys have to explain it.
He's holding up a fork. It looks like a normal fork. It's a fork that is not tricky or anything.
And I should say that Yuri Geller often claims claims that when he does spoon bending over the radio, other people's silverware at their home bends also.
Mm. Okay.
That's a claim he has made. So we could see if...
All right, we'll see if anybody at home has their silverware bending now.
All right, he's just rubbing it with his finger.
It looks like... It almost like you're, looks like you're doing something, like you're expecting a result.
Yeah, he's rubbing it. He's rubbing it gently. He's not rubbing it with lust. The whole.
You're expecting.
Look at the thing bending.
Look, the tine in the fork.
The tine in the fork. He just gently rubbed it.
Can I hold the fork?
Yeah, you can hold it.
Can I hold it for a second?
Is it a normal fork, Don?
Yes, it is, and yes.
I mean, he just barely touched it.
It is bent.
It is bent. Joe, would you like to try?
Try to hold it?
Just with your finger, just rub right there.
Rub right now. Joe's rubbing on the fork.
And
look, oh, now look at the back end of the fork is coming up. And now it's going back down. What he did was he had the fork in the palm of his hand. And as Joe rubbed on the middle section, the fork either bent up or bent down.
It bent up, but it was just loosely
sitting in his hand. Mike, describe what you're doing, Mike.
I'm holding it in my fist. I'm holding the spoon in my fist. What's that?
Can you feel that?
Yeah.
You feel it getting kind of soft in your fist?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And? Yeah. And what's happening now? Mike, you got to describe it. What's happening? Tell us what's happening.
It's completely broken, too.
Wow.
And he did it like while I was holding it.
Wow.
<It's pretty cool. laughs>
Wow.
Charming. Oh, and that's all the time we have.
No, Don, no. I want more magician. This is good stuff.
Mike,
I know it's radio, but we're doing our best to describe it.
I think the more that we do card tricks and boon spending on the spoon bending,
yes,
the more the ratings disappear.
I think you might be right.
But I am fascinated.
Magic, this would be a good guy to go see.
This is Ryan Majestic. Ryan,
now you do private stuff? Do you perform anywhere?
No, I do private shows. I do a lot of corporate stuff.
Okay.
All right. Very
Cool. Son, don't take this the wrong way. You're very talented. You got a way. You're good with sleight of hand. Have you thought about getting a nice dry clean shirt?
Oh, that's a nice clean shirt.
You know what I mean?
It's radio.
Look at you. I mean, I know it's radio.
You don't like the look?
But you're a magician.
He's wearing a tie. It shows respect.
Yeah. I know he's wearing a tie, but it's not knotted up all the way.
Oh, it's a hip look.
There's the magician thing. You know, come on. Look like
you
a
want
magician.
The cape and the top hat, don't you?
You can be cool and be a magician.
Right.
You can be cool and be a magician.
It's not the way it used to be, is it?
No, it's not. You know what you are? You're like the Gallagher, and I don't mean the Gallagher that breaks the watermelons. You look like one of the Gallaghers in Oasis.
Do you think there's something? You mentioned that the spoon
thing. He does. I don't know if it's... Is it Liam? Liam and who's the other guy in Oasis? That's the best
Noel,
VH1.
Yeah. Noel. Liam and Noel Gallagher.
That's the best VH1
like
ever.
Liam. No.
Hey, you mentioned the spoons bend at home sometimes. Yeah. Does that happen when you do this on the... Have you been on the radio before?
I have been on the radio before.
And you said some people have had called in?
Yeah.
Where their spoons have bent.
We'll go to the phones right now and see if anybody has had their spoon bent, so to speak. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, the most amazing thing just happened. I'm all the way out in California, and when he made the...
I knew that. Was,
hello.
Yeah. We all knew that was coming.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, I called my husband to see if our spoons bent. He got all pissed off and went out and bent them all.
So welcome to our wonderful listeners. I love this.
Hello. Yeah. Don and Mike.
Good Tal radio station.
Hello.
Hey, Don, is that you?
Yeah, Don and Mike, we're here.
Hey, I want to ask you a serious medical question, and this is serious. I want to see if any of the other listeners have noticed this. Over the past 6 or 7 months, and I've been a listener for a good 12, 15 years.
Yeah.
Don, you seem to start mispronouncing words or not able to come up with words for what you're trying to say. I'm curious if, you know, everything's okay with your health, if anybody
else
has
noticed
that.
No, I have a massive brain tumor.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to keep that to yourself.
I have a massive brain tumor.
I thought you were going to keep... Why did you have to share? This is just a random caller.
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, I figured, you know, maybe you were, like, on some kind of drugs or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on drugs.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, something's wrong.
Thanks a lot that you decided to be the one. Now it's out, and now everybody's going to talk about it.
I absolutely love you. I've been listening since my mom started playing you guys on the way to school.
And it's just in the last 7 months that I've discovered the magic of heroin, which has slowed me down just a little bit.
But, you know, when you tried it the other day and I pulled a Tony on you, you remember that?
Yeah,
is
do
I. Is Buzz your dealer?
Knocked you right out of the chair.
Yes, you're reading my mind.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, it's something wrong with you.
Know, and so are we, sir, yeah, and that's why you've ruined everybody's weekend. I hope you're happy about it.
I have the tumor the size of a squirrel on my head.
It's actually shaped like a squirrel,
anything,
too.
You know?
Yeah, and give me an example.
Well, you know, just a minute ago.
Haven't we been mispronouncing words since we've been on the air?
Yeah.
I think it's happened for a long time. Hey, buddy, it's just not good. You're not going
to
get what you want here. You're not. Hey, listen. Hey, listen, chatty guy.
Hold on.
I really, you know, in the old days, you know what I would do with you? I would use a nasty word.
Don't do that. Don't do that. He's just some toe.
I hate him.
He's just some toe. And not.
No, I mean, I'm serious.
Hey, how many times are you going to say no? I'm serious. How many times do you want to say that?
Okay.
Seriously, how many times do you want to say no? I'm serious, which you've said already five times.
The guy's busting my balls.
Three or four more times.
He's just a dope.
He's just a ball serious, buster.
But he's not as serious as a brain tumor.
Man?
What part? Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from the great state of Waldorf.
He's not from Sacramento, Mike.
No.
Also note, he's not from Virginia.
Got it.
No,
I'm
a loyal listener. My mom used to put on the radio back when you guys were on.
How is she?
How's she doing?
She's dead.
You say she's dead now?
Yeah. She's been dead about 6 or 7 years.
Do you still live with the corpse?
In the basement, but...
What, do you got an answer for that, smart guy?
She passed after the seventh guy.
No, but I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I'd like
now,
to
serious. Now, what do you have planned, Doug?
You're serious
I'm
again.
Serious again, and I have a question for you. What do you have planned for the weekend?
Nothing
much.
I was thinking about smoking some weed tomorrow, you know, hanging out with Buzz.
But no real
You know, you're
plan.
A guy, here's the thing. Why don't you want to bust balls? You want to say something about weed with me and Buzz? What is the deal?
Well, the deal is, I have to point out, and it's kind of sad, and this is not necessarily for all the people that are calling us on this three-day weekend when people are going away to have nice plans. The deal with this guy is that those plans really don't exist.
Well,
and I feel for you.
Okay, well, I do apologize, guys. I'm not trying to break any balls.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. You've said that you're going to smoke weed. I don't smoke weed anymore. I don't do drugs anymore. I drink an awful lot. If you think
an awful lot.
If you think that slowed down my thought process, well, then congratulations, doctor. Go work at a hospital. Otherwise, get bent, you tool.
No, I mean, I'm
actually... No, you're done. Time is
it.
Over,
I've,
but we
I've
will.
Given you your time.
But you will get... We will, because we are fair. We will give you the last word.
Go ahead.
Call Ding up.
There you go.
Let's have Ryan Majestic get him bent.
Can you do
request denied?
That guy was a bit of a ball buster. Can you do anything like psychically to him over the air?
Well, let me give it a shot.
Okay.
Now look at it.
That should do it.
I bet it does,
funny.
Too.
That's funny. I like that a lot.
You are... let me think for a minute.
Are you having difficulty getting the words?
You are really a good magic can. And thank you.
Yes.
Spelled letter U.
I liked Ryan Majestic.
Yeah, good job.
RyanMajestic.com.
That's right.
Okay. Happy birthday, Joe. Get out of here.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ryan.
Good job.
Good. Yeah. Now, that's good. He's good with the spoons. He's good with the cards.
Absolutely.
He just needs to get a nice-looking tuxedo, get a haircut.
No, I enjoy Ryan Majestic.
Getting himself cleaned up to be a good magic hand. Let's take some phone calls.
Yes, let's.
Right here and right now at 877-365-3636. Where is he at? Where's the magician at?
I don't know. He's floating on out of here.
He vanished.
Oh, there he is. He's gone.
I don't know. As they're leaving, Joe said, "Don't forget, we're still doing another trick."
So, Joe is totally amused.
He really is.
That's the greatest birthday present we could have gotten.
877-365-3636 from America, Canada, 800-636-1067 in D.C., 202-432-1067. Your calls on the rotating random phone scan line straight ahead.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Be right there. Is the Don and Mike Show.
WRC. Joel A. Spivak speaking. Alex Trebek is our guest, the host of Jeopardy and a couple of other
Classic Concentration on NBC.
I'm sorry, I've never seen that one, Alex. But you're in my house every night with Jeopardy.
Good.
Michael's in his car. Michael, you're on WRC with Alex Trebek.
Hi, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Michael.
I'm going to have to forgive you if my car phone breaks up here. I'm driving along 270, but I want to tell you I'm a big fan of the show.
Good.
And I want to say congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you.
On the little one. And I want to tell you also, I really enjoyed the interview with Don and Mike this morning. Great. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you're calling. Michael?
Hello.
Goodbye. Charles in Arlington, you're on WRC.
Actually, Joel. I wanted to ask Alex. I love the show, and I've been waiting a while. I wanted to ask Alex, how much does it cost to produce an one episode of Jeopardy?
All right, good question. Hang up and listen. How much does it cost to put one of those things on the air?
I'm not sure.
Fred in Alexandria, you're on WRC with Alex.
Hello?
Go ahead, Fred.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, Fred is having a little problem there, which I hope he'll straighten out.
The morning
news. Yeah. Not anymore.
The Don and Mike Show.
Heard coast to coast, regionally. Buffalo, 92.9 WBUF. I know we're breaking into the Memorial Day countdown. Robbie, we're up to number what?
494.
There it is. The sacred time. The time for Don and Mike.
Yeah. Yes. Number 494.
All right.
Jerry Reed.
I'm Moses with a cage.
What are you people? On dope?
I've answered that question twice today. The answer's no. But there's no doubting. Jerry Reed is number 496. Jerry Reed, I love number 494. You're 494.
Yes. This is the 494?
Mike, I would know, except I've smoked so much pot.
I know, and you just can't get the words out.
I don't know. It's 494. The last one was, you know, I don't remember where the board
off. Oh, here it is. Here it is. It's 000 000 000.
Here's my question, though, for WBUF in general. If you know that you have a talk show coming on at 3, why would you start the top 5? Well, no, I guess, see, it's not a top 300. It was a top 500.
A 500, a lot of songs.
So they must have started it, like, after Howard's show this morning, right?
I think they started it after Halloween.
Because they were on Stern's show. So you mean that they got 100 records in 4 hours?
No, I thought it was 490 that they were at.
They left 490. Off, they left
so
off. No, they left off.
They're counting up. They wouldn't start at number one, would they?
They left off at 456 was the last song they played, according to the caller before our show.
All right, thank
456.
You, Buzz. There's the answer.
Does that mean they might have started a Thursday night?
Yeah, maybe.
No, they could play 44 songs in 4 hours, right? Something like that.
44 songs.
40. What's 44 and 56 is 100.
Yeah, they could probably.
But that would make 500 if you're
a lot of music.
Sure is.
I'll tell you what station didn't play a lot of music today.
What's that?
It was our station.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
Do you know, really? And someone should be taken out back and shot for this. There's no limit on the amount of commercials you can run, as far as I know.
Right. Well, No legal limit.
We run about 19 minutes an hour, and we don't lie to you about that. That's right. What they—that's how they make money.
That's how we pay the light bill.
And we talk for a long time, and then we have to play like 9.5 minutes of commercials. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rob was telling me, apparently on the 1 and 2 o'clock hour today on the radio station, they forgot to play commercials or something. So today between 2 and 3, WJFK, they play 28 minutes of commercials.
1 half hour.
Mm-hmm. How do you expect anybody to listen? I mean, it's bad enough given the ratio that we have,
right?
Which is roughly 40 minutes out of the hour. And the argument to that, of course, is, well, think about network TV. Network TV
They do the same thing.
They give you about 23 minutes per half hour. So radio just whores you out a little bit more and takes a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But God, 28 minutes a spot.
Did somebody just skip the commercials for a couple of breaks?
1 hour. No. Let me ask Joe.
I would think they'd want to put up more commercials than O'Reilly because it's a nice alternative.
Hey, Joe?
Right.
So what was up with the commercials today?
Apparently they had a bunch that they had to have played, and they stacked them in O'Reilly's 1 o'clock hour, and they stacked them in ours.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay, and Travis is away today, so the guy running the O'Reilly board was pretty much sticking to the normal network format, unawares to the fact that he should have been building our commercial.
Gotcha. So when it came time for the 2 to 3 hour Best of Don and Mike show, it was mainly commercials.
Yes, 28 minutes of them.
Wow. Well, what a good way to spend your birthday.
And it went so well that Alan is currently investigating a method in which he can fit 61 minutes of ads into an hour.
All right, thank you, Joe. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
All right.
Of the 28, I think 20 of them were car dealers, so go out and buy 20 different cars this weekend.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Happy
birthday.
I've been listening to Joe for a long time, and he doesn't sound the same as he used to.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think it's only been the last 6 or 7 months.
I think so. Something's happened.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No, I'm serious.
Hello, you're on the air. You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I went and saw that Day After Tomorrow.
I'm sorry, you want to let us know what about tomorrow?
He wants us to know that he went and saw that Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, you saw that Day After Tomorrow.
And you know, if you heard the beginning of the show, Don and I are so hip.
The day before yesterday, we saw the Day After Tomorrow.
I was in the theater while you were on.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Quite a good documentary, that Day After Tomorrow.
Maybe you could call another show and they'll ask you if you liked it or not.
Mike, how dare you treat the late Gene Siskel like that?
I'm so sorry.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
What's happened to him?
He's dead.
I know.
That's what's happened. I know you know. That's
I'm
why I asked
serious.
You. Hello, no, that's Kirk Douglas. Mike the CP comic.
No, I was also doing my Gene Siskel impression.
The Gene Siskels were like, I'm Gene Spartacus.
Gene Siskels would be more like this, like,
Don't my mouth.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, brothers, I'm sorry. I'm sounding all kind of, you know, terrible, but I've been sick all day long.
Huh.
And my name is Finger, and I just wanted to, you know, say you guys, you know, you guys are the greatest people in the entire world, as far as I'm concerned. You
thanks,
know, with
Finger.
The radio guys and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I only have one simple question for you.
Yes, Finger.
Don, are you back on the coke or something like that? I mean, because you are really talking like crazy. I mean, you know, you can't even pronounce anybody's name right anymore. You know, you start talking about the Sopranos.
Is this
you're
the
like,
same guy?
Know,
is this the same?
I think
same
it might be Sopranos. The same guy, yeah.
Same guy again?
Might be Finger.
No.
Qualified for his nickname.
Oh,
yeah, all nickname, that's right, disqualification, unfortunately.
Right. You're out of there.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want to tell you what happened at my father-in-law's the other day.
What?
This guy's like 95 years old, literally, it's sad, but he's not going to be with us that much longer. We get over there to visit him, and he has a key that he's holding in his hand.
Yeah.
And the guy said, this is true, it's not a joke, by the way.
Okay.
Guy has...
Well, then we should stop laughing. Sorry.
He has a key, and he's going... You got to help me. I'm dying. I'm not going to be here much longer.
Are you sure this isn't a joke?
I'm absolutely serious. So he's gesturing. We're trying this key in the furniture and his desk drawer. Finally, we find this little fireproof box, right? Little fireproof safe box. And I'm thinking it's a deathbed confession. It's his will. You know, who was on the grassy knoll.
Right,
important, right?
Right.
So we... And he wants me to hold it up so he can look at it.
Oh.
That's out of left field, and I believe he's telling
I'll give
the
you,
truth.
Granted, that's a long way to go, but that was worth hearing.
That's
it's
a payoff.
It's so you, the truth, man.
My so wife, you just had to hold it up for him to
wife,
look at?
My wife's saying, who would believe this? And I said, Don,
how disturbing was that?
Right? It was...
Was he...
It was grotesque. She said, my wife said, I'm glad you were there with me. Nobody would ever believe.
Did he just? Did he just sit with his hands folded and look at what you were presenting?
He's laying in a bed. He can't even get up out of bed. He's laying in the bed looking at it.
I hope somebody does that for me.
I love you, Buzz, but it won't be me.
Yeah. Oh man!
A tribute to our greatest generation.
Hello, Rob. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
Yes. I was screaming all the time that last guy was breaking your you-know-what. I was screaming over here, eject, eject, eject.
Okay, well, thanks for screaming it.
Sorry we didn't hear that.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello. Don, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I love the show. I'm calling because you're definitely an expert on useless knowledge, and I've got a problem that I think you can help me solve.
All right.
What exactly is loaded into the ass of the cicada? Because I can't get this S cleaned off my windshield.
I don't have the answer to that, but I'll tell you the same thing happened to me with a cicada on my windshield, and it wasn't until we got those awful thunderstorms 2 days ago.
But that took care of it?
I mean, I was at the gas station with the squeegee thing.
That's what I did today. And
it's still... wouldn't come off. There was a gigantic smudge all the
I
way
think
across.
Really, I mean, I don't think that's unique to cicadas. There are certain insects out there.
Yeah.
The insect guts.
How did you get your mouth cleaned out then?
What? Oh, I should. Because okay, how did I get my mouth cleaned?
Yeah. Well, you know, but seriously,
well, because on your car, whatever hits your windshield doesn't go down to the car's stomach.
You know, and
then
never any
acid.
Never any digestive problems at all with that.
No,
or anything that you've noticed?
Well, not one.
I guess by that rash, I mean if I spit on it, maybe then that would clean it out.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe. All
that
right.
Actually, might work. Coat your windshield with saliva.
I don't know what to tell you, but yes, there was a cicada that did that to my car.
And do it by licking your entire windshield.
Yes. Hello.
You'll be fine.
That's the way Buzz cleans his car.
Absolutely. He gives it a cat
the
bath.
The whole car.
He calls it his car cat bath.
That's the way Buzz cleans everything.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Licks it.
Buzz does not need, when we go anywhere, if there's any water issues, he does not need soap and water.
That's why, listen, God forbid you ever have Buzz and Marcia over. And I don't mean that, because they're great people.
Right.
But God forbid when Buzz says, need a hand the dishes?
Yeah, because that's just not happening.
The next thing you know, he's on all fours licking the dishes.
Wash your hands before dinner?
Hello? Don and Mike Show, phone scan. Hello?
FCC Aragay.
FCC Aragay. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
You know, and a couple weeks ago, you know, I've been trying to get on to you guys forever, and you were giving Kathleen Turner a hard time.
Well, that had to be a best of segment, sir.
No, it wasn't. But man, that girl's sweet, man.
Been a long time since we talked about Kathleen Turner.
Hold on. When's the last time you saw Kathleen Turner or heard Kathleen Turner speak?
I haven't heard her for a long time, but I saw that movie, Romancing the Stone.
Oh, okay. My God. You know how old that movie is?
That movie's like 1985. Earlier than that.
If you're working it, it doesn't matter. You look at an old porno like that last guy looking at pornos from the 70s.
That's true. Uh-huh.
But listen, look at Kathleen, as you said, Kathleen Turner. Look at her as she is today and listen to her speak.
Time since you got arthritis, man. That's
that
ain't right.
Arthritis. For Kathleen Turner.
All right, listen, I got to go. There's a cockroach that's across the floor. I want to step on it. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, question for you, Don. You talked about Captain 20 brought back some old memories. Hey, do you know if he's still alive or the guy from Wonderama is still alive?
Bob McAllister? Yes,
yeah.
I was touched by both of them.
Bob McAllister. You know, that's good that you know the name. I don't know Ranger Andy's name.
Well, Ranger Rick.
I know.
We have Ranger Andy in my hometown.
Wonderama.
Dick Dizel, who played Captain 20.
Yeah.
He also played Count Gore Duvall on Channel 20. Do you remember the late night horror host?
Do I see, but you were watching.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Babe Ruth of this stuff right here, right
You
now.
Were simply watching it at home. I was living it,
You
Rob.
Were in the casket.
I
you
was
were living
there.
A dream.
He's on the web. You can
Living watch. A nightmare, Mike. Living a nightmare. Constant heavy petting by Captain 20 and Wonderama's Bob McAllister.
There's only one feature that I should bring up. Since
and then, please don't let me forget on the weekends when I was molested by Harv Moore.
Hey, Donnie, how are you? Bring you a little orange crate down here to the studio. I'd like to see you. There's a young man that wants to be a disc jockey when he grows up. We're going to let him grow up this weekend.
Hello. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hiya.
Hi there.
This is Pat from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, hi there, honey. Hi.
What was your name again?
Pat from Buffalo, New York.
Pat. Hi, Pat.
Come over again.
This is Patty Cake. I'm going to wish you a happy holiday.
I think it's wonderful that you've lost your Buffalo accent.
Oh, I still have it, you know.
You have it. Yes, yes.
I'm still waiting for my picture, my autographed picture of you guys.
Rob, would you please sign a picture and send... Is this the cake lady?
Yes, it is.
Patty
Rob,
cake.
Didn't I ask you to send the cake lady a fake signed picture?
Yeah, it's in the rotation. It'll go out with the next...
It'll go out as soon as Rob signs the next bunch of pictures.
Okay, and one of these days I'll send you a cake by airmail.
Hey, Pat?
Yes?
Can I ask you some questions?
Yes.
All right, if somebody doesn't own a dog, but they have a house pet, it's normally what?
Say that again?
If it's not a dog, it's
not a dog,
what?
It's a... Say the word cat, Pat.
Cat.
Thank you, Pat.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You have a nice holiday, okay?
You have one,
too.
We will. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Pat.
Bye.
I wanted to say fat cat, Pat.
I wanted to ask her, what do you call someone who has an IQ below 50?
Hello? Todd, am I just Todd?
Pat.
Well, that's, now I'm getting to the Boston thing. Hey, you Todd.
Todd.
Hi, this is Boston Rob.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Todd.
I'm a Todd. I'm a Todd. I'm a retard.
Todd and Mike Show.
Where are all the retards?
Here we go. Hi. Hello, Todd. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Yeah, somebody just couldn't handle it.
No, he's still there.
Are you there, caller?
Hi, Todd.
Hello.
Ay. Oh, man.
Why do you guys do this to us?
Take a whole busload of Todd's and go see Noma.
Hey!
Now, we have been waiting literally for 30 seconds for you. Where the hell have you been?
How come you can't talk good?
God. Worth the wait, huh?
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, okay.
Excellent. Hey, I just wanted to ask you real quick. I've been in counseling and all that stuff, and I've really taken a good look at myself.
No. You know what I've just seen on the screen?
Come on.
We have an unwanted listener.
That's if the book works. Cut him off. That's
listener,
it. It's going to work.
0000001.
Fantastic. It works.
This is the initial guy that we had the spotlight.
The book works.
They were so bad.
Let it go.
No. Move on. Again. Goodbye.
He's out of there. Good day to you, sir.
That's great.
Goodbye, then.
We said good day.
System works.
See, we profile, we tag, and then we keep them out of rotation.
And he only called because he didn't get his sign.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Who's on the next day?
Howdy, boys.
Howdy.
Hey, the story about the person who was dying in the box, you know, it got dumped. I was wondering if you would mind editing it for us so we could get a little closure here.
The story of the person who died where?
The story, and they asked to see something in a box, and they brought it out, and they showed it to you. We didn't get to hear what was in the box.
What box? I don't know what you're talking about.
Porn. Hey, in the security box. In the
security
lockbox. The old man. It was porn.
They deleted that out?
They dumped it out. All that we heard was, you know, we opened it up, and then all of a sudden you heard Mike laughing.
It was pornography. That's all the guy said. It was porn, and he would have to hold up the...
He was holding it up for the guy to look at.
He would hold up the Playboy centerfolds for the old man to look at. It was pornography.
That whole thing got dumped out. I didn't know if it was a body part or what.
No, there's no body parts.
Nothing that should have been dumped.
Porn.
Very disappointing.
All right,
yeah,
so sorry. Thank you, though. Thank you. Thank you for watching out for us. Porn? Wait, you can't say porn now?
Apparently not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, you've made me so sad.
Why?
You made the magician go away.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, hello? Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Todd, that lady stole my thunder. I was going to ask the same thing about the box. Thought it might have been a head or something.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, no, same guy. He heard it dumped out as well.
Yeah, out of Baltimore.
It was an inadvertent dump we're hearing now. I think I had one of those this morning.
Please excuse the dump.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Don and Mike, where are you?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Because you ate those cicadas.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that the last 3 years I have been living in a Bob and Tom hell, and I am recently just moved to Portland, Maine, and it's so good to hear you guys on the radio.
That's nice. Thank you very much.
But in addition to that, I wanted to let you know that the new format is incredible, and it's so enjoyable to hear you guys, like, kind of the behind-the-scenes kind of stuff before you guys go, like, you know, before the opening of the show.
Let me just stop you right there. You're right. We're the greatest. The show's the greatest.
Amen, brother.
Listen, you are.
What a nice call.
You're the last person on the phone scanned, and what is your name?
My name is Ryan.
And Ryan, where are you from? Portland, Maine?
Yep.
WZAN is our radio station there. And you've got the Sex and the City season... I'd be able to read this if I wasn't high. The Sex... Now, you tell me. How impossible is this? You have won a Sex and the City Season 6 Part 1 DVD.
That's the worst.
That's like trying to put together a kid's bike by reading the instructions on Christmas Eve.
That's correct.
It's
called bad copyright.
Right. You have won a Sex and the City Season 6 Part 1 DVD.
Outstanding.
10 half-hour episodes of the show available on VHS and DVD. Don't forget, the complete 6th season comes out soon.
You're doing good.
You know, I have to say, I've never watched the show, so I'm excited to watch the DVD.
Give it to a girl.
I will.
All right, my friend. Thank you for listening.
I got a really quick question, though.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there was a word, and I'm not going to say it, because there was a word, I used to listen to you guys in Iowa.
Okay.
And there was a word that you guys used quite frequently that I haven't heard on the radio since I found you guys recently. It started with a G. Is that now verboten in the new radio rules?
Could it also have been spelled with a J?
I could also... No.
Is it GD?
No, it's GI.
GI.
And the last, like, the last letters, I don't know if there were vowels involved, but the last letters were SH.
Geesh?
Yes.
No, we don't discuss geesh anymore.
Okay, well, that's
I mean, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
You know, find it. Listen, I tell you what. God blessed you with a faucet of your own.
Mm-hmm.
God has blessed you with a spigot. Anytime you need to discuss that topic, simply look down at your feet.
There you go.
Put a little work into it, and you can have your own party with that.
Amen,
work.
Brother.
Okay? Amen.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Hold on a second, please. There you go. Homework assignment over for the weekend.
It's starting for him.
We'll be back. Thanks, queer. We'll be back with a Friday favorite.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're driving along now. Sun's out. Good song on the radio from our station, of course. Who writes this copy? We don't play songs.
We don't play songs.
Nothing can get you down until you turn on your cell phone and you hear no service. Listen, here's what they do want us to say. Get OnStar personal calling. If you have a vehicle with OnStar, you press the white button. It says OnStar and you say dial. You give them the number and you get through just like a cell phone.
Of course, there's no guarantee, but here's what you've got going for you when you make a call with OnStar personal calling. First of all, the phone is integrated into any OnStar-equipped vehicle, so it's always there and it's always fully charged.
You're driving along, sun is out, good song on the radio.
That's the beginning.
From our station, of course. And you're not even running late. If you're an OnStar subscriber, just press the white dot button to order your minutes.
Yeah, it gets better reception in areas that have limited cell reception.
Please remember that OnStar personal calling is available in most markets. It's available here. Go to OnStar.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, tell me.
Well, Ross has agreed to let Shearson Lehman raise all the money he needs for the buyout.
Oh, Ross, that is so super.
It just seems right. You guys are like family.
Did you call Peter?
I'll call into him now.
Can he do it in 3 weeks? I'd love to spring this at the next board meeting.
Don't see why not.
Ross, could I pitch my firm to handle the PR for you, or am I being too piggy?
The Don and Mike Show.
Keep the secret, my precious love. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll count this in the WVUF countdown. It's a faggy song. I love it.
Yeah!
Really, it would be in the top five.
On my desert island.
There you go. 5:29.
Steam.
Yeah, I love this song. You always know I'm having a good day when you hear this song.
Right.
Great rejoining music. Friday favorite coming up. And forget what I just told you. Just tell him in real life.
All right. Rob and I are in here during the break, and it concerns the Ryan the Majestic Majestic Comedian.
Now, keep in mind, Buzz and I and Joe are outside speaking, and Joe's telling us how much he loved the magician, and I'm agreeing. I said, he was really good. I come back in, and Mike says,
We found a bent quarter on the floor, a pre-bent quarter. Now, he didn't do the quarter trick.
Here,
so
it is right here.
It's right there. There's the bent quarter, and it might be part of his bag of tricks. Rob thinks it's probably valuable. But it's it's one of those special quarters.
Can you see it, Buzz?
I do. Or you just hit it with a hammer.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, you can't.
Rob.
You can't just bend it using
I can make it straight.
How could you make it straight? Come on. Let me see this, Superman.
Well, it's all about sleight of hand and misdirection. And here we go.
Oh. Said you would need a hammer.
I need a hammer.
You know what you just did?
What?
Did you just switch quarters when I turned away?
No, it's the same quarter.
Same quarter. Let me see it. All the way. Take all your fingers off it.
There it is.
Yeah, see it there. Hold it. What year is it?
Thank you, Robbie. It is a 1988?
That's the same quarter.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
Bend it back, Mike. Right. Oh, and turn off.
Turn that off.
We just turn that off.
That.
I didn't mean to
click,
say
click.
That. Say that word. And Mike?
Well, you know why I'm having trouble doing this?
Yeah, right, because you can't just bend.
Because I can. Yeah.
Because you can't just bend a coin with your regular fingers.
No, it takes magic.
Damn it. No, but see, the thing
Damn
is,
it, Jim.
I agree with these guys. Mm-hmm. The guy had it in case there was going to be a quarter trick.
Right.
This is Alex.
Oh, hey, Jefe.
What's going on, Rip?
Here's Jefe Jimenez. Jefe, is Joe Ardinger back there?
He's still scouring the building, I think.
All right, well, when he comes back, Robbie, you told him, right,
here he comes.
I think I did. Well, I left it there for him. I didn't tell him, but I bet he's heard by now.
All right, we'll just tell him.
He's on his way in.
Oh, he's coming
in. This is starting to move.
What do you mean it's starting to move? What are you doing? Look at Mike sitting there like a tard in front of the microphone with his mouth open. bending it. And what, you just bent it straight?
I did.
Are you lying?
Don't make, you know, you can't, you know, you're no fun. Because at least, you know, it's funny because you look,
are you lying?
Of course I'm lying.
Of course you're lying. This was minted in 1992.
I thought when you looked at me, I thought you, Rob slipped me the quarter.
I didn't have an
idea. It's misdirection. I understand. You make me look at something else while you switch quarters.
No, that's not the way it worked.
But show Joe the fake quarter.
Here it is, Joe.
See, Joe, he had that ready to swap out. And all you have to do is real simple, right here in the palm of your hand. That's why they call it palming. You just palm it.
Right.
And the misdirection was so good, we didn't even see him drop it in here.
So anyway.
Well, he didn't do a quarter trick, in fairness to Ryan the Majestic.
I bet he would have.
Rob, you got to find out if he needs his quarter.
How did you break the spoon in your hand?
I don't know.
How did he bend the fork that he was just laying on?
I am not a magician. I do not know the answer.
I'll tell you what, Joe. While we do Jeopardy, why don't you please go call the magician and tell him that Mike and Rob found a bent quarter on the studio floor.
And ask him if it's his quarter.
Mm-hmm. And what was the trick he was doing outside of the studio, your personal trick?
He he had me write down a favorite like birthday gift, but I couldn't really think of one through all the years, so I thought of a birthday cake my mom made for me.
Okay.
It was in a specific shape, and I wrote it down on this wallet. He took it and wrapped it with rubber bands and told me to keep it in my back pocket. So I had that from the time that he showed up until the time he left. He guessed it.
Wow.
What was it? What was it? What was the shape of the cake?
It was an elephant.
An elephant-shaped cake.
An elephant-shaped cake.
That's wonderful.
Okay, Joe.
It's a wonderful story.
I will tell you, tell it so well.
Thank you. Joe, are you multitasking?
What are you doing?
Yes, I am.
Who are you calling? Are you calling him right now?
Sure.
All right, well, go ahead. Listen, I'll open up the Jeopardy. You stand here and call him on your cell phone. I'll open up the Jeopardy. Because I know we got someone in here who doesn't believe it either. And he did bring you an elephant-shaped birthday cake. Please welcome James Garner. Nice cake.
I don't believe in magic, and I don't believe in false rumors about my death. I've got a bone to pick with you that's the size of that elephant that you're playing there. What is the deal? What in the Sam Hill are you doing going around telling everybody that I'm dead? And you're using this guy to do that, to perpetuate a myth that is damaging to me and my entire
career. Hold on. James Garner?
Yeah, how you doing?
Joe's on the phone with the magician.
Hey, I got him. What do you want me to ask him?
James, why don't you take over? What do we want to ask him?
Why don't you just tell him you found his quarter, and it's bent, and we think he's a trickster. Does he want his bent quarter back?
Do you want your bent quarter back?
Because obviously he had it palmed, and we never got to the quarter trick.
Did you bend it?
Did you bend it? Like Beckham?
Why don't you see if he can do that incredible trick of tricks to give you a higher IQ?
It's a bent quarter.
It's a bent quarter. Tell him we found the bent quarter. Does it belong to him?
Tell him we found his prop. We found his prop. We found the prop quarter.
They think it's part of a prop that you swap them out.
Ask him if it is.
No, you're the real deal, right?
Joe, just ask him if it's a prop quarter.
Can you bend it back?
Somebody's starting to celebrate their birthday a little early.
Don't spoil it.
I believe the farms are already in his bloodstream.
Did you just ask him if he could bend it back for you right now?
Yeah, I did ask him that.
If he's really a good magician, he'd bend it back right now in front of us.
Did you hear that?
And is he?
Can you do that?
I'll tell you what I wish.
Joe's on the cell phone with his birthday magician.
Don, I have to tell you what I wish he could do.
What's that, Jim?
Make my spine straight.
There's no amount of magic in the world.
It's as crooked as an Atlantic City hustler.
You held those forks. They're right in your hand, right?
He has no answer for the prop quarter, Joe.
It's not a prop quarter.
Why don't you share this information with him? Is he still on the line with you? Tell him I'm jealous because I can't even bend my knees.
All right, well.
For years I've wanted to stand up straight.
We have you back. You can bend it back straight.
I want to commend you, though.
Why is that?
For hiring this young man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jim.
How long has he been here from Melwood?
John, how long have you been with us? 3 years now on your work release program?
Yeah, I actually started 3 years ago, right after Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I'll keep donating my cars for you, son. You're doing a great job.
Nice.
So,
Grand
Thams? Yes, Grand Thams go right to Melwood.
When we send Joe out to do Joe Man on the Street interviews, the Jomos, one of our most popular questions is, how are you feeling now that James Garner has passed?
I'm aware of that. You don't have to explain it. It's gotten back to me through my people, and I'm not happy. Son, it's a lie. Look at me here in the flesh. I'm completely alive, and I always have been. You understand that?
I understand.
And I like the way you deal with that magician fella. You have the faith of an infant. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. good stuff for you, Joe. And a happy birthday to you.
He's real.
Yes, that's right, son. Enjoy that birthday. That's a beautiful thing you're doing.
How old do you think he is, James?
Mentally or physically?
Mental.
I'd say he's got the mind of a good overachieving 8-year-old.
What about physically?
Physically, I'd say he looks like a 40-year-old man. I'd like to say hello to all my friends visiting the Vietnam, the World War II Memorial.
Well, let's be honest. Didn't you serve in Nam and in World War II and in Korea?
World War II, Korea. I also served in World War I, and I went back a little further than that. I fought in the Civil War as well.
Wow. Which side were you on?
Actually, I enjoyed my first magic show when I watched Moses part the Red Sea. It was a wonderful time.
Were you on the north or the south?
I was fighting on both sides. I was a mercenary. Whoever paid me the most coin, coin of the realm, even though that's not the right historical perspective, I would enjoy myself.
What about back in the times of, like, Lord of the Rings? Were you around then?
I was back in the time, but that's a fantasy. Now, come on, son. You want to talk history or fantasy? I'll tell you right now, Lord of the Rings would be the equivalent of when I fought in the Crusades. It's a similar type thing, but we didn't have all that fantasy. We didn't need fantasy because we had real stuff. Real blood, real swords, disemboweling.
You didn't have gargoyles coming to life?
We had gargoyles, but they were on buildings and castles when I'd ride up there in my King Arthur's court outfit.
did they
it's fantastic. I said, James, King James is here.
He comes to life.
You heard of the King James Bible?
I have.
I'm the author.
That's your version?
I can get you a free copy autographed. I do that for you. I fought with my wizard power.
Do you still drive
that? I have magical powers. Merlin and I were tight. We were good friends back there in the days. It was Merlin and Garner.
Do you still drive that gold Firebird from...
I enjoy that from the Rockford Files. I do have the gold Firebird, but I donate some of my cars to various charities to help the handicapped, like your young producer man over there, the guy that answers your phones. I'll tell you, he's a good guy. But it's been a long, long haul, and I'd like to congratulate everybody that served their country, whatever country it may be, or whatever religious faith you serve.
Now, don't you think it's funny on some level when we send Joe out to do the man on the street interviews and he asks people how you feel about the passing of James Garner, that generally...
I don't think it's funny, and if you saw my liver scan, you wouldn't think it was funny.
Generally, people seem to be sad. They say either, oh, I didn't know that happened, or, oh, I'm very sad.
It makes me angry, and it makes me want to do something bad. It makes me want to go back to my wizardry. Wants me to go down in my basement, put on my big cone with the moons and the stars on it, the big cone hat that I wear.
I know what you mean.
And then I just wave my magic wand, and I put a hex on that young man that's out there going to NASCAR events saying, how do you feel about the death of James Garner? You're making me die. Why are you doing that to people? And people come away saying, we didn't know he was dead, and then people think I'm dead, and then what does that do for me? I don't get another gig like 8 Simple Rules. I'll tell you right now, it's frustrating.
I forgot that's your new gig, being John Ritter's replacement.
Age is not a joking matter, son. Do you understand that? Really, I'm about ready to be on the other side of the dirt anyway, and it's not a happy place to be. I can't bend my knees. I can't stand up straight. I have trouble in the middle of the night, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my.
I have trouble functioning that way in any way.
Did you get the rubber sheets we sent you?
No, you did indeed, but I'll tell you right now, James Garner needs a plumber with him wherever he goes. Oh. Honest to God, that's what I call my doctor, my plumber.
Now,
where's my plumber?
If we could get personal for a second, you're on the show.
Call my Roto-Rooter, man.
You're on the show, 8 Simple Rules.
I like 8 Simple Rules. Good people, good youngsters. They do a fine job. They probably don't have the work ethic we had back in my day when I was making films.
You tap and peg Bundy?
Not a chance, no.
Why?
Not a chance.
Why?
Can't.
Why?
Why do I bring my plumber with me?
Oh.
I could eat all those little blue pills that Bob Dole pushes, but it wouldn't help me a little bit.
Why's that?
It's as dead as a doornail down there. I swear to God, winter has arrived. I'm in the deep freeze. Things aren't working. Hi, Michelle. How are you? Michelle Combs, one of your best. Good lady.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, it's as tired and sad a thing as you'd ever want to see. Sometimes I'll just stand in front of my full-length mirror, and I'll look at myself, and I'll look at it. I'll look at little James, and I'll say, little James, can you perform just like the old days?
LJ.
Can't you do that for me?
Say, LJ.
Can you please do that? Thank God at least David Spade lets me watch. The only pleasure I get now. It truly is.
You watch David Spade with a hot model?
He lets me come into his dressing room, his trailer. We all have the trailers on the back of the lot. Now he's watch.
True, because he's on that show, 8 Simple Rules. True or false?
The nice thing is I pretend I'm sleeping.
You watch David Spade even if he's by himself?
Absolutely.
Oh,
wow.
God.
because I'm jealous of the function.
Ouch.
That's what I said to him. I said, son, I'm jealous of the function. Just let me live vicariously through you. And he seemed to have no problem with it whatsoever.
Now, what about
Roll over to his trailer. We're right across the way from each other.
What about his long hair? David Spade has long hair. I thought you didn't dig long hair.
Well, I tell you, you got to do what you got to do. And you make an effort. When you're on the set of a movie or a television show, you make an effort to get along with your co-stars. That's what I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
And with Spade, I said, can I get along with you? Of course I can, but let me watch. Please, God, let me watch.
Let you watch.
I'd enjoy that. Good boy. Loves his mama. He is a good boy. Do y'all love your mom?
Yeah.
Sure, of course we do.
Don, you're asking the wrong person here.
Yeah, son, if you're going to hold up a card for me over there, I can't read it from this distance.
Well, it's a matter of timing.
It's very difficult. You've been doing that a lot lately, haven't you? Yes, sir. I can't see. I need my bifocals. I
understand.
It's very, very frustrating. It's
so
very difficult.
What would your message be?
Yes.
For all of those that are gathered here in D.C. this weekend for the World War II Memorial.
The Greatest Generation. I'll tell you what we said. They said that about us way back, way, way back when.
When?
Back in the Roman Empire. We were called the Greatest Generation, too, when we were pillaging Egypt. It was a wonderful time, and that's what they referred to as. Of course, it was in the original language, and I can't speak it anymore because I'm here, but I'll tell you, they called us the Greatest Generation as well.
What about when you were in that time? I'm not good with the time frame, but I remember through movies. Remember the movie?
Because you can't possibly go back beyond Maverick.
Do you remember? No,
there's no historical context on your show.
Do you remember Quest for Fire?
I remember that Quest for Fire. I remember it. I was part of it.
Didn't you live that lifestyle?
Absolutely. I said, rub the stick faster. You're going to get the result you want. I stood right over him. I said, rub that stick faster. And then, lo and behold, there was the smoke. I said, put the little stuff on it first. And then we got a flame. And then he burned himself.
Oh.
And I said, that's a jackass. Let me take over. And then I was the stick rubber, and I created fire.
Huh.
A lot of people don't give me credit for all the things I've done. You know, it's the movies. You go back besides Maverick, and they say, what have you done, James Garner? I said, I invented the wheel.
And you were in that movie with Sally Field where you're the old guy that runs
Sally Field. That's a
drugstore.
That's right. I remember that fabulous movie. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I like you. You're a good actor.
Sally Field, wonderful lady, and she loves her mama.
What was it like?
I helped carve the Sphinx, too. Did you know that?
What was it like when they invented the motion picture camera, when you could actually take a movie?
It was a special day. Before that, I would do my various skits and stories and stand in front of the cave wall where I'd done some of my paintings.
Did you?
It was very, very exciting. I enjoyed that with all the people. And then we'd have a series of clicks and groans, and people would enjoy themselves. And they'd say, boy, that Garner, he's something special.
I
remember I was on the set of Tank with C. Thomas Howell.
That is maybe the worst movie you ever made.
Fabulous film. Good young man, too. Shame the career's going down the toilet like it has.
C. Thomas Howell.
I tell him right now, you know, really get that thing back on track. Get on a horse. That's what I tell everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big Hollywood piece of advice that comes directly from J.G.
What is the last?
I say, you what? You have a problem with the career? It's derailed. It worked for Kevin Kline. Get on a horse. That's why I did Silverado.
What is the last piece of work that you did that we would know?
The last piece of work? Outside of the television show?
No, I mean, if that's it.
Well, the piece of works are everywhere.
8 simple rules, but you're just
travel
filling,
to Rome. Travel to Egypt.
You're just filling the role of a dead guy.
The role of a dead guy.
On that's 8 really, simple rules.
You have a preoccupation with death. You make me dead, even though the guy is dead. Why are you doing that?
Well, that
to
was
me?
A joke.
You know,
that was a joke.
What about my significant contributions to society as a whole? Did you know that I was instrumental in creating the Eiffel Tower?
No.
Did you know? I was there saying, yeah, make it this shape. It's not geometric enough. Go for it. I was drinking absinthe with Jules Verne. We decided we'd have a great old time.
I'm a historical figure. Is that what led to the book?
The book, absolutely. I said, well, why do you call it 20,000 miles under the sea? Why don't you call it leagues? Use the right terminology. And then I lit his cigar by using a wooden stick. It was big fun for all of us back then. I had such a great time. Met all the great ones. Freud. Sigmund Freud. Yeah,
The sick man.
Yeah, I told him all about that mama thing. You know, I said, really, that's how that, the love of mama. And then he said the whole Oedipus thing, and we did some research, and it was fantastic.
How was Oedipus? You knew Oedipus,
and we
right?
smoked a funny cigarette. What's that?
You knew Oedipus.
I knew Oedipus quite well. Huh. And he was obsessed. Yeah, damn near killed him earlier. Wow. It really did. I called Abner Doubleday one afternoon, and I suggested 9 innings, not the usual 14. It was fantastic. And when I talked with Professor Naismith, I said, why don't you use some of those peach baskets to throw the ball in?
I'm dying because I'm trying to think of who invented football.
It was fantastic.
But you got me on the basketball.
Football, it was the Native Americans. Used to use human heads. We had a great time. It was fantastic. You could really, if a guy had a big enough nose, you could throw a hell of a spiral.
We have a low-budget Jeopardy standing by with James Garner, proud American, not dead as heard on this
no.
show.
No, alive and well. That's why I came by. I'd like to salute everybody in your listening audience and have a great holiday.
We got a champion. We need a challenger. Phone number is 877-365-3636.
And on this Memorial Day, please remember all of the wars that I've fought in since the beginning of time. That's how old I am.
Okay.
I told Pericles, Greece will fall.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, 8% of that group sampled at least one premiere to give us their opinion of the product.
Bottom line?
Well, of all the groups we tested, the response to premiere was just about uniform.
Mm-hmm.
They all said they tasted like shit.
They all said that? Nobody liked them? Fewer than 5%.
How much are we in for up to now?
To date?
To date, to here, to now.
Upwards of 350.
We've spent $350 million and we've come up with a turd with a tip? God almighty, Ed. We poured enough technology into this project to send a cigarette to the moon and we come up with one that tastes like it took a dump?
We haven't even talked about the smell.
Well, what'd they say that was like? A fart?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not serious. They really said that?
We've got an awful lot of fart figures, sir, yes.
Tastes like and smells like a fart. We got ourselves a real winner here. It's one goddamn unique advertising slogan, I'll give you that.
The Don and Mike Show. Thanks for listening, Chief. It's the Don and Mike Show.
There's one of your clips, Chief.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you like it, Don. And I know Rob likes it when I talk high.
That was from Barbarians at the Gate, that great HBO special you were on.
Great movie, great cast. Had a great time.
How are you? What'd you do what did you do during the commercial break?
Basically, I was scratching my skin and making it snow.
What did you do? Well, I was watching you scratch your skin and noticed that...
That's one of my favorite activities.
I noticed that you did hit blood.
Yeah, I did. Well, it's thin. It's thin as tiny little wrapping paper right now. And I can break right through and hit a vein if I'm not careful.
Don't do
but
that.
But I tell you, I love making my skin snow. There it goes. Look at that. Snowing in here.
Wow.
Looks like one of those pretty things you buy.
See all the dead skin falling off his arm?
Oh, man, I lost a nail. There goes another one. Man, oh, man, I love it snow. I like it when it's wintertime. I enjoy that. I enjoy the days when I used to hunt the woolly mammoth. Ryan Majestic can't do this. Having a good time.
Jeopardy.
One thought before we start.
Yes, Jimmy.
What's all this business about people having to face each other when they make love? It's not necessary.
We didn't do that in the cave days. Oh, we're back to Quest for Fire.
Thanks a lot. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is our challenger. This is a fellow that's from Buffalo, New York. I used to hunt buffalo, the Native Americans. He's a steel mill worker. Let's say hi to Kevin Sears.
Hey, Kevin.
How you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling.
And now into the studio comes our returning champion. He's an insurance representative from Portland, Maine. Let's say hi to Todd Bailey.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, LQ. Hey, Mr. Garner.
Dude, thank you for calling me. Mr. Garner, it's about time somebody gave me respect.
Being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Oh, man. My baby's mama keeps calling me for money. It's crazy. Aww.
That's a shame. And now in the studio is the host of our Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's say hi to Mr. Alex Trebek-Girard.
Thank you, Jimmy. And let's see, Todd and Kevin, here are your categories, guys. And they are, sing us that Beatles song.
You know the Beatles, right? Yeah, I'm just thinking about the old days, waxing nostalgic. I like my power with steam. I like my paint with lead.
Sing me that Beatles song.
Oh, turn that down.
American Idol, the finale.
What does everybody make such a big deal about?
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore ought to go straight to hell.
In or out?
He should be a traitor. Yeah, they ought to take him out and shoot him.
And TV shows on DVD. So here you go.
I want to talk about that Michael Moore. Well, not only does he have a serious weight problem, but he's anti-American.
You'll get a chance.
Oh, I hate people like that.
The categories are, sing me that, I bet you're happy we're in a rock, aren't you?
I'm very happy. We ought to finish the job.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, turn it into a glass factory, like people have said.
Sing me that Beatles song.
Michael Moore.
American Idol, the finale.
Now you went and got me mad.
Michael Moore, In or Out, and TV shows on DVD.
Man, oh man, give them the technology to win the damn thing.
Kevin in Buffalo, we'll start with you. Kevin, go.
TV on DVD.
All right, now it's a simple yes or no. Are these shows currently available on DVD and box sets?
What's this Iraq and Iran? I still call Iran Persia. And I still call Thailand Siam. That's what it is.
Do you recognize Alaska and Hawaii?
Of course I don't. That's not the United States. That's a territory.
So how many states do we have?
13. The originals. No need to go any further.
You went all the way back.
Absolutely. That's when I used to wear my powdered wig, but it was black. I love the Dakotas together, too. Oh, sorry. Get going with your game.
We
all you want to play your game. You're out of time, schedule, and all.
TV shows, are they available on DVD and box sets yet? For one, The King of Queens.
What is... No.
Todd, it's your chance to steal. You're the champion. This is a slam dunk.
What is yes?
Yeah, I know. And listen, Kevin, you would have thought, who the hell watches the show to begin with? But it is on a box set. King of Queens, yes.
$1 for Todd Daly. Select again.
For two, please. DVD.
All right, TV show. Is it available on DVD and box set? Johnny Quest.
What is yes?
$2 right. For you. Now, that's a show I enjoy. I like Haji, Ray Spann, and all those. That's a good cartoon show. I enjoyed it. Used to watch it back in my 70s.
And for three, here we go. TV shows on DVD and box set or not. The Facts of Life.
What is no?
That's right.
There you go. For you, $3, Todd. You've run the first category.
Now,
you're doing real well.
I should tell you, just before anybody calls in to nitpick, you can buy individual episodes of The Facts of Life.
All right.
But they are not yet available in a season-to-season chronological order in a box set.
You know, several thousand years ago, when I was a young man, we didn't even have The Facts of Life taught to us. We had to do it on our own.
I know you lived it, right?
Absolutely. I'm telling you that before, during the break. I'd go down there and I'd see a pretty young thing having a drink of water, bending over by the lake.
And what was it like?
I can't go into detail with new standards.
Yeah. Quest for fire. What was it like with the snake, with Eve?
It was very difficult. I was just off to the side, of course. You know, that whole Adam Eve thing. I was the observer. I was hiding in the bushes, fully clothed. Absolutely. None of this naked in the garden stuff. Who needs to be naked? I could find the fur.
Let's see.
Kill an animal, gut it.
Skin it. Todd, Kevin, who's in control?
Todd's
here?
In control there, Lord Quizmaster.
Todd, go again.
I'll take American Idol finale for one.
American
please.
Idol finale. Here we go. The color shirt Simon wore on the results show.
What is black?
Kevin, your chance to steal.
What is gray?
Guys, he wore a white shirt.
He wore a white tuxedo shirt.
And a regular shirt.
And he wore a tuxedo jacket, but he didn't wear the tie.
No.
I watched the show, and I practically threw my cowboy boot right through the screen.
And I bet you didn't like, look how unbuttoned his shirt was.
I didn't care for any of those unbuttoned. What do they have to show for? Why do they have to show their stuff? I mean, really, leave something to the imagination.
Todd, you're in control.
Fight back in Quest
for
Fire.
Back in Quest
for Fire, we didn't have any imagination because
you would just see a young lass who was bending over to light a fire.
And you do what came naturally. That's the way it worked. We didn't have any kind of wherewithal for underwear.
American Idol for two. This CBS superstar was interviewed on the red carpet.
Who is Ray Romano?
Right, there you go. $2 for you. Select again, Todd.
For three, please.
American Idol. Popular L.A. venue where the final show was held.
What is Man's Chinese Theater?
Negative.
No. Kevin, your chance to steal.
What is Hollywood Bowl?
No, guys, it's the Kodak Theater where they have the Oscars.
Fantastic invention. You remember when the Polaroid was invented? Now, that was some technology right there. You take a picture and instantly it appears. You don't have to go through that whole thing that I worked years with Matthew Brady on.
Now,
he took the first picture of Lincoln.
When you took his picture back in the day,
it
would be that thing you would hold up the giant...
And we put gunpowder in it, and it would explode, cause a flash. We'd get a perfectly decent photograph. They don't make them like that anymore.
Almost looked like a dustpan, what you would hold up, and it would go...
Worst boss I ever had?
Who?
Noah.
Why?
Get me two of this, two of that. Blah, blah, blah. I can't possibly find those animals, Noah. Your demands are excessive.
Todd? Is it Todd?
Okay, yes.
Todd's
yes.
In control.
Todd, go again.
Can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'll take Sing Us That Beatles song for one, please.
All right. Pretty easy.
You can flush them down the
floor. Sing me that Beatles song for one. Okay. Hey, Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
That was not in the form of a question.
All right, Kevin, here's your chance to steal. You need some points, son.
What is, hey Jude, don't make it bad.
All right, we'll give that to him. We'll give it to him.
$1, I have to suffer through the rest of this category, don't I?
Sing me that Beatles song for two.
How about sing us a Mozart melody?
Something.
Kevin?
Anything.
Beatles for two.
Todd, your chance to steal.
What is something in the way she moves?
$2 for you, Todd. My taste in music runs somewhere in between native drums and Amadeus Mozart. I enjoy that thoroughly. I do.
Hang on.
Oh, who are you talking to there?
Hold on a second. Do we have a cheating scam?
Todd?
No, not at all.
Todd?
Beatles for three, please.
Okay, Beatles for three. Revolution.
What is... Say you want a revolution away.
$3, you've run the category. Congratulations. Well, you didn't run it, but you got a couple of dollars. There's okay, select again, Todd.
Thanks. I'll take Michael Moore for one, please.
Michael Moore.
No.
Michael Moore, yes.
Oh, man, he's a communist.
He's a good filmmaker.
He's not a good filmmaker. Now, you bite your tongue, son. That's fighting talk.
His latest movie, possibly his greatest movie, a big winner at the Cannes Film Festival.
What is Fahrenheit 9-1-1?
Right.
Well, I'll give you the dollar because we're playing the game, but the name of that film ought to be I'm a U.S. Trader and Ought to Be Skinned Like a Cat.
Here it is for two. His first motion picture of any kind of major notoriety.
What is Bowling for Columbine?
No, Kevin, it's your chance to steal.
Don't know.
Roger and me when he went after the guy from GM.
And Todd, you're still in control.
I'll finish the category.
Semi-famous hokey disc jockey who shares the name Michael Moore.
I don't know.
Kevin, your chance to steal.
Don't know.
Oh, guys, come on, you should have known. Scott Shannon.
Scott Shannon, oh, yes, it would have killed that fella to shave that Michael Moore and then maybe put a little face cloth with some soap and water on that whole jelly body of his.
He does speak the truth, though.
He makes me sick to my stomach, and I'll tell you right now, put him in front of a firing squad. That'll make him speak the truth.
Here's all we have left is In or Out.
Support W.
I'll take In or Out for one, please.
In or Out, and it's not belly buttons. It's some broad. What did I write here? A broad who knows. Jessica Shaw is her name, and every week she puts out a magazine with what's in and what's out. So as of this week, May 28th, here you go
can't
for one.
Find anything in a magazine you can't get in a decent newspaper.
In or out? Hating Hawaii. Is hating Hawaii in or out?
What is in?
That's right.
$1 for you.
Go figure that. It's in to hate Hawaii.
Why do you want to hate Hawaiians?
Jasmine Trias.
They gave us macadamia nuts, and I'd love to chew on those things unless they get caught in my teeth.
All right, let's go for two here. In or out? Of course, according to Jessica Shaw, in or out... You can relate to this one, James.
Okay.
Walking with a cane.
Oh, man. I'll tell you right now. I wish I could.
What is in?
Walking with a cane is in.
Oh, that's terrific. I wish I could. Unfortunately, I've gone all wheels now. I'm sitting in your chair on wheels, and I'll be moved to another seat with wheels.
Finally, in or out for three, metrosexuals.
What is out?
Hey, there you go. That's well played. That's
$3.
Good.
That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. What a blowout we have in store here.
Okay, who's got what?
Well, Todd finishes with $20, and Kevin's got one lonely dollar all by itself sitting over there. Hope he does better in the final
round. All right, Kevin, don't give up, because we physically force you guys to bet it all here in front of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Out, drooling due to a stroke.
And speaking of strokes, and Dad, you're going to like this last category, James.
Just don't put me in the ground yet.
Todd and Kevin, here you go. Your category is... Tony Randall is still dead. And here's the question. His age when Tony Randall seized up on May 17.
Oh, dear.
His age.
You're practically obsessed with that.
His age when Tony Randall seized up on May 17th.
He wasn't really gay.
We need the answer in the form of a question.
Good boy.
And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the James Garner Guide. The guide to living your life on the straight and narrow. The Garner Guide to doing things the right way. My way. From Chapter 1, clean your plate, to Chapter 7, take that hat off. The Garner Guide will get you back on track. If you get the Garner Guide, I'll throw in my bonus book.
What's that?
Entitled, That's Not Music, It's Noise. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
It's Alex Trebek. Thank you, James. James, Jimmy, JG.
Call me JG.
Call me JG.
All right, JG, we want to go to Kevin from Buffalo first.
All right, good luck to him.
I remember Kevin. Tony Randall's still dead. His age when Tony Randall seized up on May 17th.
What is 76?
Oh,
negative. I'm sorry, Kevin, but stick around. We're going to have some gifts for you.
Listen, you know what? You'd have to be a fan of the Dead to get this one, actually.
The Grateful Dead?
Todd?
I played with them.
You got the answer. You're the winner.
What is 78?
Oh,
no.
I'm terribly sorry. You've got to go bye-bye, too.
Tony Randall, 84 when he sees.
A young man taking in his prime.
84.
Oh,
and that means
so many good years to go.
Alan Linewater will love the show. We're giving away no money. The guys, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Oh, and you better give. You know what? Only one of these guys will get the really great prize. I mean, we've got a really great prize. What, Robbie?
A coin?
What?
You want to flip a coin?
Yeah, flip the bent coin to see.
Yeah, flip the one that's got the bent in.
Because one of these guys is going to get the Don and Mike Harley jacket, the custom Don and Mike Harley jacket.
Like we
just
wear.
Just like the ones you all wear on the show.
All right, flip it, Robbie. Todd, call it in the air.
Tails.
What is it, Robbie?
It is indeed Tails.
Tails.
Oh, it's a lucky day for our champion.
Congratulations, Todd.
Todd, you've won a one-of-a-kind embroidered Don and Mike leather jacket.
Awesome, thanks.
Courtesy of Patriot Harley-Davidson in the city of Fairfax. Saturday, May 29th, join Rob Spiewak. Are you going to be out there, son?
I am.
Yeah,
you never rode a motorcycle in your life.
Lucky Rob. There's not one big enough for him.
I tell you right now, put him on one. I'd like to see one. Get him a sidecar at Patriot Harley-Davidson for their open house festivity special. Harley savings, free lunch, and live music. Don't eat all the lunch, son. Exclusively at Patriot Harley-Davidson. Live the legend like me. But wait, there's more. Now, we've got something for you. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Won a Sex in the City Season 6 Part 1 DVD. Now available on DVD and video comes Sex in the City, the complete 6th season Part 1. I don't like selling this trash. 10 half-hour episodes of the show you can't get enough of.
You sure do read it, though, better than I do. Read that first part again.
You won a Sex in the City Season 6 Part 1 DVD. Now available on video and DVD comes Sex in the City, the complete 6th season Part 1, 10 half-hour episodes of the show you can't get enough of. Available on VHS and DVD.
Why do you need both?
From HBO, home videos, wherever videos are sold. Thanks for playing the game, Kevin, and good luck to you. You didn't do real wear as well, so.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kevin, Todd. Have a great weekend, both of you. And what can I say, Jimmy?
I'll tell you, DVDs suck your soul out. That's the way I read it. I brought something in.
What's that?
I've got a collection of some porn from the 1970s. Would you hold it up for me?
Oh, God.
Just let me look at it.
Please.
Oh, I'll hold it.
Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, damn.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I tell you, that's an exercise in futility.
Thought it would help.
I swear to God, the pasta's al dente.
What about when you wake up first thing in the morning?
Occasionally, but it's only a result of having to do the business.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what it is?
So in some ways, that turns into an erotic experience.
Not one little bit. Once the dew's off the lily, it's back to Squiggly Town.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is, Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Now, that's a good young man right here.
Oh, thank you.
I like his work.
Thank you,
sir.
Really?
I love yours.
Yeah, well, all I'm doing is sitting over here waiting for gravity to take hold.
Hold me underneath. You know, I was holding up the, not really pornography, holding up the newspaper. Uh-huh. But I wanted to read this today because I wrote, She Ain't So Stupid. Wait, Jim, I'd like your feedback on
this. I'll give you my feedback on anything.
American Idol. I'm reading about Diana DeGarmo.
Oh, yes.
Here's how she knew that she lost. And she's not so stupid, but the producers of the show are. They came down. Here's the quote from her. Diana DeGarmo suspected at the beginning of the show that she was the loser because producers told her, Fantasia, you're going to sing a song called Dreams. Diana, you'll be singing a song called I Believe. They didn't realize that Diana knew that the song I Believe was going to be the song that was going to be released as the first single for the winner. So she thought to herself, I was sitting there thinking, you just told me who won because you told me that you wanted her to sing I Believe, and that's the hit single.
Oops.
So she said because she was singing it first, they were telling her she's the big fat loser.
Why do we need a talent competition to get our stars? Go down to the drugstore, order a chocolate soda. That's all. You'll find somebody. Really. It all went to hell when they destroyed the contract system at MGM.
Plus, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, our Homeland Security Department was caught off guard by the latest terror warning. Oh, dear. That's quite a controversy. It's that Michael Moore. Blame him. Shave, son.
Always remember and never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
Yes, it
stay
is.
Tuned for news stay and comments coming up coming on up. The Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And Mike Show. All this has been very...
I got to go make water.
Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's a political statement, right?
Yeah! Yeah!
What is
that's right.
Yeah.
It should be on the WBUF Top 500.
Absolutely.
Say it again.
Say it again, y'all.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What is
nothing?
Absolutely.
Say it again. Ow! Time for Buzz's news and comment now. Brought to you by Smoke Break. You know, at moments when I really seriously think about what we're doing,
right?
I think like every day at 3 o'clock, we just play that song. Like after 2 days, I feel like a dork. We just played War every day when we started the show.
This is good.
News and comment brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers, break the nasty habit.
This is good smoke.
Without gaining weight. Smoke Break is the revolutionary tablet for smokers. Available now at fine retailers. My favorite part is when this smoker screams out for his gay lover. Now listen, he's in pain.
John!
And then, you know, who knows what happens.
Oh, they love each other.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. From our National Insecurity Department, when the FBI and the Attorney General announced this week that we'd be at a higher alert level throughout the summer, your Homeland Security Department was among the last to know. It's Homeland Security's job to issue terrorism warnings, and that department was completely cut out of the process, leading to this week's announcement. That's not only incompetent, it ticked off the people at Homeland Security who are supposed to be helping protect us.
Who's the guy, who's the squarehead that's the...
Don Ridge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him on The View.
Right.
Maybe yesterday. And I had to look at myself. First off, I'm looking at myself always because I just see myself everywhere.
Yeah, you're compact.
I'm looking at myself in third person saying, first, why are you watching The View? Well, I watch The View because I like hearing those bitches yell at each other. But then the second thing is... What the hell is the guy in charge of Homeland Security telling Star Jones we're okay for? Shouldn't the guy, I mean, regardless...
Shouldn't he be back in his office?
Yeah. Yeah. Regardless if it's The View, if it's the Leno show, the Letterman show, whatever the show is.
Yeah. We don't need him.
Don't be making PR appearances. And the other thing about that guy that I have to ask, is he bad in hearing? Does he have hearing aids?
I don't know.
I don't know. Because...
He's like a veteran, and he might have been wounded or something.
He had the thing in his ears, in both of them, flesh-colored, white flesh-colored, that looked like they were hearing aids, but I didn't know if they were a way for, like, them to say, all is still okay, Mr. Pound, all is still okay. No, look to your left, look to your left,
right.
Look to your left. Okay, now look to your right. Now, repeat what we said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe not, but it's kind of weird he's on that show.
You know, I
can understand, like, the morning show, the news shows, the network news shows in the morning.
But he's
when they all do their stuff, but then what do you do? What's he gonna? Is he gonna go on Ellen next?
It's all those broads talking about like what you give your kid for breakfast in the morning and talking about Donald Trump and all.
I agree with you. I don't think you should be on it.
Homeland Security is a big concern. Let's welcome him. Yay!
Bring him out.
Hi there. Yay.
Maybe that's why he was cut out of the process.
Yeah, really.
And remember the words of Attorney General John Ashcroft that Al Qaeda, quote, is ready to attack the United States again. Homeland Security learned that at the same time we did.
Wow.
You'd think they would have heard before. You're being asked to be extra patient and extra vigilant if you're flying this holiday weekend. Wear slip-off shoes, they say. The tough security at America's airports has just been made even tougher in light of the latest terrorist threats. Travelers are being asked to watch for unattached packages or anything that just doesn't look right. Photographs of 7 suspected terrorists were released yesterday by the FBI, which says they could be anywhere in the country.
Quoting the head of the FAA, we're on red alert looking for those individuals. He also says you can now check on airport status with your PDA laptop or cell phone at faa.gov/wireless.
Shouldn't we have been looking for these guys all along, though? And I mean, not them specifically, but looking for suspicious people, looking for bags that are
at
the airport.
I would hope they've done that. And shouldn't we have better tabs on their location instead of just starting to look for them now?
I think that when we see that, we have to get used to that kind of stuff. That it really is, they've exhausted some of the other stuff, and they want the public's help in trying to find these guys.
Yeah. 1950s and 60s singer Pat Boone blames TV for making the U.S. a summer terror target.
Let me say, I'm aware of this story. Mm-hmm. And, Buzz, if you would just cut to the very end, I think Pat Boone says something that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Pat says 60 Minutes 2 should have never shown pictures of Iraqi prisoner abuse, quoting him.
That's not the part that I'm talking about, but listen to this last quote. And you mark my words. You put this on a placard, and you walk downtown, and I will support you.
Oh,
I will support you in this.
I can't wait to hear this.
Here's the quote.
You'll like it, Mike.
For me, CBS has become the enemy within, and I hope to never watch the network again. Next time Americans...
No, right here. Pick it up with next time.
Next time Americans suffer at the hands of terrorists, thank CBS. End quote.
Oh, how
Pat Boone.
How ridiculous.
So now, keep it a secret.
Uh-huh.
Keep a secret, and because you know what?
Blame America's most watched network. Friends, it's Jim Nance, Sharon Butler, and
Pat, if you keep, you know, eventually, if you keep that kind of stuff secret, and it gets worse and worse, eventually...
I'm here with Lanny.
It's happening to everybody else.
Lanny, right. Pat Boone makes a lot of sense. You remember back in the day, Pat had a really good idea. Back when America was, hi, friends, Jim Nance. Remember when it was whites were whites and blacks were blacks?
Ah, the great days, yes,
you have a song done by legendary Negro singer Fats Domino. You know what Pat Boone did? He would take that song and make it his own, make it white. That's what Pat Boone would do.
Yes, Pat Boone.
You guys are acting like we shouldn't be taking national security advice from a pop singer.
Yeah. Who wears white shoes.
Isn't that a shame?
So the craziest part of that is the next time the terrorists do something...
Uh-huh. Yeah, blame CBS.
You want to blame CBS for something? Blame CBS for 2.5 men.
Right.
Don't blame CBS.
You mean credit them.
And Buzz, we can debate this.
You don't like 2.5 men.
Based on the one episode I saw, no.
I haven't seen it yet.
No.
Movie man Michael Moore, meanwhile, says he has film of a 20-minute interview he did with American businessman Nick Berg. That's the man who was beheaded, of course. And Moore says the footage was not used in his new anti-war, anti-Bush movie, Fahrenheit 9/11.
Oh, so it's just a coincidence that he interviewed the guy who was beheaded.
In making the movie, he got this piece of film, and in the end, in the editing process, decided not to use it, and it was after that that Berg was beheaded.
You know, his mom has been under a lot of scrutiny.
Really?
Mary
Tyler
Moore.
Yeah, there's no way that baby came out of Mary Tyler Moore.
No.
Not a chance.
Oh, came out of her mouth.
And his sister, Mandy.
Mandy Moore.
Right. Mandy Moore.
Michael Moore says he won't release this clip of film to the press or to the public, at least for now. He says he's sharing the film with Berg's family and asking them what they'd like to do with it. Moore won't say what Berg talks about on the film. Excuse me, and Berg's parents have stopped answering.
Need a moment,
Buzz? No, I'm good, thanks.
We have a moment here.
No, I'm good, thank
you. Just to play the elephant sound effect. This is now taking the Jethro spot in the rotation.
Yeah, so Michael Moore, you know, went to the family and said, what do you want us to do with this? And
right.
Was there any indication that this has any kind of significance to...
He won't say. Moore will not talk about what Berg discusses on this clip. And again, that's up to the family. If they say go ahead with it, maybe he'll come out with it.
Wow, that's interesting.
So when is that movie opening here?
Well, he's still looking for a distributor.
Oh, my God. They're trying to block it.
I think we're all agreed that he will find one. But, you know, Disney blocked it. Surely there's someone out here.
Isn't there an independent... Or what about that Miramax? Doesn't Miramax run anything?
That's Disney.
That's Disney.
There's a picture of Harvey Weinstein with his arm around Michael Moore at the Cannes Film Festival. This doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't. But Michael Eisner at Disney, which owns Miramax, is blocking their release of the film.
What about New Line Cinema? I know that that's another crappy company that I think they got lucky with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and that's how they became a real movie company.
You know, it's amazing that somebody can block this.
Yeah. It seems silly to me. I mean, he made a film. It won an award at a prestigious film festival.
The award, yeah.
And we can't see it. I mean, God, he's got a political agenda?
I think we will see it at some point, and people are clamoring to do so.
However, you can still see Scooby-Doo.
Thank God.
In theaters throughout America. And
Scooby-Doo 2 and 3 and 4 and 5.
Scooby-Doo 2 is now down to the dollar theaters, so go see it before it's out on video. Yeah.
And don't forget, I still have both of your guys' tickets to see Soul Plane.
Ah, Soul Plane, yes. Snoop is the pilot.
There have been times in recent history we thought we might be on the verge of destroying the planet.
I read something about that movie. It sounded funny.
Yeah, it looks funny. The trailer looks great.
On the plane, there's first class and there's low class. Those are the only two spots. And in first class, everything's beautiful with leather. And in no class, they don't even have the monitors that they're watching are old black and white TV sets. In the front, they're having caviar and Cristal champagne. In the back, they're having 40s and Popeye's fried chicken.
That's funny. I really like, you know, that movie does I'd look totally lame.
I would go to see that if they would have a whites-only show.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, I mean, let's face it. Mike, it is a black comedy. It's a black comedy.
You are killing me.
You go to the theater this weekend, you're going to stand out like a sore thumb.
Oh, go see it.
Have
a good time. Do it this weekend.
How about like 9 a.m. Saturday morning, whites only, who want to see Soul Plane?
You're asking them to discriminate, but they're not going to.
No, they won't. No. They never listen to me.
Right.
There have been times in recent history we thought we might be on the verge of destroying the planet. We had no idea how close we were. A new report says the code to prepare nuclear missiles for launch was 000000.
Hey, that's a good code. No one cracked that one.
While we were still in the Cold War. The U.S. code for unlocking the missiles for launch was 80, according to one of the men who simulated firing 50-minute mans at Russia in the 1970s.
Oh, my God.
No, he's not retarded.
That's scary.
Hold on, let me think of this now. This is the power to kill everybody is within, you know, miles of the...
What could the code be?
0000000.
Doesn't that seem a little dumb?
Yeah, a little simplistic.
Right. But other than that, I mean, it's not as bad as it sounds because the secret knock to get into the room was shaving a haircut.
Maybe they didn't know how to change the code. I mean, I don't have a briefcase anymore. As Mike loves saying, I carry a purse now.
Yes.
But back in the days when I had a briefcase, when you would get it from the store,
right?
If it was one of those that had the thing.
It starts, it comes that way.
It would come at 000, so you would have to, like, set it for three numbers that you liked and you could remember.
And you better use that briefcase every day, otherwise you forget the code.
from what I've heard, this was an intentional choice to make it all zeros. This man who's revealed this, Bruce Blair, now runs the Washington-based Center for Defense Information.
This is Bruce Blair. Call me anytime on my cell. The number is 000000000.
He says that when he recently told former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara about the zeros, Mac responded, "Who the hell authorized that?"
Wow.
The angry mob of townspeople gathering around the oil companies ought to chill, according to the head of ExxonMobil. Chairman Lee Raymond says his company and others only make like 3 to 5 cents a gallon profit.
Okay, all right. Lying. Yeah, right. ExxonMobil is just hanging on by a thread. That company
on a good
is in real financial trouble.
A nickel a gallon on a good day.
Let me tell you something. Here at ExxonMobil, we make less than 5 cents a gallon. We've passed the savings on to you.
Right.
Our stockholders see no return on their investment.
And that's only a few gallons, right, Bud?
Right, yeah, they don't sell that much.
Right.
He says most of the money goes to buying and refining the crude oil, and of course taxes.
Buzz, I can only say to ExxonMobil, thank you for the Thirsty Thursday, where you generously take 2 cents off the price of a gallon of gas on Thursdays only.
Your station still do that? Mine's yanked a Super Monday. Super Monday is history at my gas station.
See, well, when they do it, though, two words, life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, in essence, then, on Thirsty Thursday, they're only making 3 cents a gallon.
Yeah, at best.
Oh, how do they stay in business?
I don't know.
No, just out of the goodness of their heart.
The prices are insane. You know what I say? Double charge me.
Amen.
ExxonMobil. Well,
double charge you so they can do more good.
And even though he's in the business, even though he is the business, Raymond says he cannot predict where the prices will go in the future. Quoting him, We've been terrible at predicting prices. Nothing's changed, so I'm not going to start guessing.
Isn't that nice of him?
How have they been terrible at predicting?
He says they've tried for 40 years.
They sit in that room every year and they go, how can we get it up another dime? Let's get it up a quarter. Let's get up a dollar.
It hurts us so much, but we have to do it again.
We have to break, Buzz.
All right.
What's next?
How we've forgotten about Janet Jackson.
Who's forgotten about Janet Jackson?
I have. Almost everybody.
Oh, all right. Well, Mike, listen. That story's for you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Featuring new dimensions of hatred. The Don and Mike Show.
If I could just give you a hip... what's up for next week on the show?
All right.
Now, Monday, don't get in an uproar, you animals. Don't start piling people naked in pyramid form just because we're not here Monday.
Calm yourselves down. Don't worry about it.
Monday's the holiday. On Tuesday, well, you're going to get to meet B.A.
Right.
She's our brand new producer.
Right.
Also on Monday, we'll have the tape of Joe Ardinger and the Cicadas.
Right.
17 years later.
He's recreating it just like he did 17 years ago.
We've also on Monday got a tape of Dennis Murphy in Los Angeles trying to interview stars. It's something to do with Spike TV.
Uh-huh. Yes, it was the Stunt Awards that Dennis was out at.
And let me just say, if you're a clown lover, you will want to be around for Monday's show.
Wow.
Tuesday's show.
Tuesday's show.
I'm sorry. If you want Monday's show, you're going to have to... move in with me.
Yes, but you'll be putting on a show somewhere.
Oh, you bet your ass. And let me also just say about Tuesday with the clown show, if you're a fan of Bozo, you'll want to tune in.
Oh.
For some sad, sad Bozo news.
Oh, no.
Not so much sad as it is groundbreaking. It will rock your Bozo world.
Really? Clown news. What is it with these clowns?
Oh, listen, now, Bozo's not like Spanky.
Right.
I certainly hope not. Bozo's not like Spanky.
I tell you, I'll never watch those parades the same.
I'll just tell you this, though. And you can Google this if you want and do your own show prep over the weekend, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Just Google in Clown Hall of Fame. See what's happened to Larry Harmon.
Oh, my.
International Clown Hall of Fame.
That's the original Bozo.
That's all. We'll tell you more on Tuesday's episode.
Wow.
Now, once again, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Now that we Americans have turned our attention to war and politics and gas prices, the Janet Jackson thing seems so last week. But just yesterday, a judge threw out the lawsuit of a Minneapolis lawyer who was suing CBS's parent company for airing that memorable halftime show.
Right.
Good.
Eric Stevenson was suing Viacom for false advertising, saying he was led to believe the halftime show
was a family show.
Family-oriented and patriotic,
it's a family show, and it was a bosom, so I'm going to sue now, because that's what everybody does is sue. Well, guess what, ass? Not everybody that sues wins!
Instead of patriotism and family-oriented entertainment, he says there was a bare breast, the desecration of the flag, explicit lyrics, and simulated sex acts. He sued for $5,000. A judge has now thrown out the case. McDonald's in England has put up a plaque in honor of one of its customers who died of a heart attack at age 59.
Oh, dear.
Of course, when he was alive, they cut off the free beverage refills because he spent most of his days there drinking coffee and sodas. He called that Mickey D's location his office, so the plaque reads, "The Office, in memory of Terry Stedman." Heart attacks would seem to be meaningful to McDonald's, which has lost both its American and Japanese CEOs to heart disease in the past year.
Oh, my God.
Poor old Alan.
We got to get him to start eating more at McDonald's.
Yeah, I'll drive him down there.
We got one right down the street. I think Alan Linewand eats way too healthy.
Yeah.
He looks way too healthy to be your general manager.
Absolutely. Yeah, but the thing with the one down the street, you order and then, you know, you get your food like an hour later.
Yes, you actually go on a diet.
Uh-huh.
If you go to the McDonald's down the street, because you burn so many calories just with the nervous energy, you're drumming your fingers on the dashboard, you're tapping all around. Mm-hmm.
You're getting aerobic.
I ordered three hamburgers. Where are the three hamburgers?
Back to McDonald's, man. Help you. Drive through, please.
And that's exhausting.
Ugh.
Here's a guy they love as much as ever. The latest polls show that Arnold Schwarzenegger is the most popular California governor in 13 years.
Aye.
Two surveys show the Republican to have a support rating of 65 to 69%.
Yes, I'm popular, don't you think, huh? You like me because I'm the governor.
Yeah, the best they've ever had. Better than Craig Davis.
And there it is, even though California is traditionally a Democratic state. Only 23% of the voters disapprove of the job he's doing, which makes him one of the most popular governors in the state's history, even surpassing the popularity of another Republican governor.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
So right now, at least this moment in time, whenever they took that poll, Arnold is more popular than Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Yeah, you know why, don't you?
Why?
Well, if you really look at the whole state, I read this, I think it was either Newsweek or it might have been Time magazine.
Oh, Mike, could you give me 1 second here?
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Anyway, you were saying?
Yeah, I was going to lead up to this. Everybody in the state of California is high. They're all high.
I've noticed in the last 6 or 7 months that when they talk about The Sopranos, they really don't remember what they wanted to say.
Exactly. There it is in The Enquirer, Big as Life, Dr. Phil's ex-wife getting revenge. One of his sayings is, "What the hell were you thinking?" Well, the ex has put that slogan on a coffee mug along with their wedding picture. And she's been selling them to anyone who wants to buy them. In fact, they've sold so well, she's sold out at the moment. The former cheerleader married the soon-to-be doctor when they were both 20, but she says the fairy tale turned to a nightmare with his domineering ways and his dalliances with a number of other women. Quoting her, he told me to grow up. That's the way it was in the world.
Yeah, because he's so drop-dead sexy. What woman wouldn't want to, you know, I'm not disputing that.
You don't think he's sexy?
I'm sure Mrs. Phil is correct. But I find it hard to believe that he's out there getting lots of tail.
You find it hard to believe because I'm bald, right?
Yeah, and fat.
And fat. That's bald what you think. Fat. Bald and fat.
Bald and fat, and you write a book about how people can lose weight.
And I write a book about weight loss. And you think I'm just a BS person.
Yes, I do.
And that's what you think.
Yes, I do.
You're right.
When the midlife crisis comes, the woman is most often the one who opts for divorce. A new study shows that in divorces among couples over 40, she's the one who asks for divorce 2/3 of the time. And more than a quarter of the men in those cases say they never saw it coming. Of course, infidelity is...
There's another middle-aged woman asking for it right now. Right.
Infidelity is...
Not always middle-aged.
Right? But infidelity...
But I'll tell you, a lot of guys don't see it coming. There you go.
You mean like you could have a younger...
One
companion.
Yeah, in a totally hypothetical situation, you could have somebody who was younger who, you know, who did that and you didn't see it coming.
Would do this? Would you put it back in the machine, please? Right? That you mean you'd be out with a younger girl and
then it wouldn't happen and you wouldn't see it coming.
Right.
Because you wouldn't think that she
exactly
had matured to that point yet.
You'd think that everything was fine.
This report says infidelity, both his and hers, is one of the main causes of midlife divorce, but substance and emotional abuse round out the top three.
What about she just doesn't listen?
Well, I guess that would be part of that list.
Right.
Women are less likely to stay together for the kids' sake. Only 37% of women say the kids were the reason they put off divorce, but for men, that number is 58%. Among divorced people, 3/4 of the women and 1/2 the men say they don't have sex anymore.
But so many middle-aged women are trying to get their viewpoint heard.
I know.
Hear them right now.
I just can't. What was that, darling? It was something about the man doesn't. What was it?
The man. I can't make it out.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I can't hear you.
It's not getting through to me.
If this were Sweden, you'd be able to get a condom delivered directly to your home post-haste.
If this was Sweden, I'd be playing ABBA records all the time.
As in quickly.
And I'd be wearing wooden shoes.
And they'd have the best Elvis impersonator.
The Swedish Organization for Sexual Education says it'll use up to 4 cars to deliver the latex in Stockholm ASAP. A delivered 10-pack costs about $6.50. That's cheaper than the pharmacies that don't deliver. A chlamydia is up in Sweden. This is one way they hope to turn that around.
Sweet chlamydia. I always said that'd be a great name for a little girl.
You like yours broiled or fried?
My chlamydia?
Yeah.
Broiled, Mike. I'm watching you.
Oh,
I'm watching my weight.
Yeah, nothing like great fried chlamydia.
And now welcome to your new American Idol. Here she is, chlamydia.
Next year.
Oh, we found it. The Swedish Elvis.
This came from Sweden.
Yeah.
Won't throw a party in the car, don't you?
Yeah.
The Swiss man will be going too well.
Right.
Man do the jump, do be going too swing. Look to the heart, so yellow, but it's left rock.
There you go. Perfect rhythm.
Left rock.
That's right.
Everybody holds their blood.
I know we're skipping around. This is number 322 on WBUF's Top 500 Memorial Day Countdown.
And he went to the Dennis Murphy School of Recording. Why do it right?
It had to happen. I believe we have our first arrest for taking upskirt photos with a cell phone. In Columbus, Ohio, a 25-year-old man was caught in a grocery store by the mother of a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, dear.
Police found pictures of 20 other girls on the phone, which the man reportedly tried to snatch away from the officer after...
Upskirt. Upskirt is just funny always.
It had been confiscated.
Upskirt photos.
Rob showing his phone.
That's gross. I got you.
Did you get an upskirt picture of Mike?
I don't know. It's saving the image. Hold
image
on.
Captured. Now saving.
Here it comes.
I love that technology. It's
and?
Like, how long does it say? Oh, my.
Here it comes.
Okay. Is it coming right now, Rob?
Is it upskirt?
I'm glad you did this.
Not
this
really
is
now, huh?
Here it is. Yes.
Pants.
That's me gently relaxing.
May I take a look at your picture phone?
Right.
Oh, you want to get that one right out to the fans.
Absolutely. That's lovely, isn't it?
Christmas card.
Yes, I love that photo.
And it is upskirt.
Yeah. Rob, stop taking upskirt pictures of me.
Nice kilt, though.
In sports, a Brooklyn boy has been kicked off his youth league baseball team for being too good.
I hope his name isn't Zyga.
Oh.
In Brooklyn, with the egg creams,
yeah.
Sandy Koufax, I always root for the Jew.
Sandy Koufax, who now... I like to call a friend.
Proud to.
It was something like
I'm proud to call a friend.
Oh, Buzz, hold on.
11-year-old Anthony Sublano has been...
Your microphone went off.
Yes, it did.
It's on.
Thank you. 11-year-old Anthony Sublano has been banned from pitching against a Catholic League team because of his killer fastball. The 80-pound pitcher says, quote, most of the time I just throw strikes. I never walk anybody. I don't think this is fair. My teammates depend on me. Quoting his mom, we told our son, if you work hard, good things will happen. Now his hard work has gotten him banned.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No. And finally, in Taiwan, a man has finally gotten married in spite of his name.
What's his name?
One woman was brave enough... I'll get to it.
Okay, I know.
One woman was brave enough to
get... What's the name?
One woman was brave enough to get to know Mr. Lawn when other women, 50 other women,
were
not.
What's the last name?
One woman... their names are backwards from ours. So the given name is last.
Okay, all right. So my name would be Source Mike.
Exactly. It works like that.
It would be Omera Mike.
Omera Mike.
It would be Burbank Buzz or Elston Michael. Okay, I'm with you.
Well, one woman agreed to date and marry Mr. Lawn after others ran away in fear. Mr. Lawn's new wife was not put off by his given name, as the others were. Translated literally, Shang Ta means penis too big. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Wow.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for losing the license.
And it was going to be a good weekend, too.
Why not just speed dial the FCC, Buzz?
My God.
Hey, Michael Powell. His name is...
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
That's the guy.
Just reporting the news.
That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend. Be safe, everybody. We'll be back on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
With the all-new episode, Love You Frieda, Love You Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 You.
Buzz is a regular Ed Pappy.
Make some waffles.
Eat.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. Let me leave you singing.
This is the Don and Mike Show.